got out of USD, so just kind of collecting ideas and now trying it on your own.
Yeah. Oh, it's been a wonderful experience. We put so much time in this summer, and now it's finally basketball season. Played Aberdeen, Pierre. We were on the road, so I thought we did a lot of great things defensively and, of course, rebounding too as well. We just offensively have to put the ball in the hoop.
Well, that's the thing I did notice here. Usually I think Rapid City Central being a little taller than what you have this year.
Right, I know, yeah. We're undersized, and that's no secret, but we're quick. We're athletic, so we can definitely push the ball in transition. But, again, definitely a focus is running our offense, getting great shots compared to good shots, and just not settling.
And really playing, going into those first two games, you really don't know what you had until you had a chance. And you said you've really had productive practices here now the last 4 days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I thought we focused really on the defensive end and rebounding just because in the past they're known for playing 2-3 zones. So we switch it up a bit. We're more on man-to-man, and that's definitely a new concept to them. So that's really been the primary focus. Looks like we need to focus a little bit more on offense, but I know shots will come. They just need to get in shape and definitely in practice go game speed.
Now, here on Tigers, your scouting report on them.
Oh, yeah. They're a veteran team for the most part. I think there's some returners who got varsity experience last year. Number 23, Hampton Heights, definitely will be a focus, of course, as she averages probably 20 points a game. We have to shut her down offensively, as she is a threat. So really great athlete. Just have to focus on her and shut her down, as well as the other athletes. They play like a team, so we'll just, you know, have to be solid defensively.
And finally, it's December, two games in, you know, your new coach, new system, so, you know, there's a little getting used to here.
Oh, absolutely, yes. You know, season is still, you know, it's a long season, it's a process, and just, we have to just remember to fall in love with the process, go one game at a time, and just be our best at all times, and play like a team, have fun out there, and we should be good.
Taya Hemuller, head coach of Rapid City Central. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
This here on Tiger Moment is wrestling. The Tigers have a rich wrestling history, including eight wrestlers
three,
that went
two,
through
and
seasons
one.
Undefeated. Thad Oviatt, 1964. Dale May, 1967. Tom Richter, 1972. Randy Andrews, 1976. Shane Peters, 1994. Scott Beekman, 2002. Dustin Walraven, 2008. Bailey Schoenfelder in 2016.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Getting set for our opening half of the doubleheader tonight, Rapid City Central at the Huron Tigers. Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tiger Girls. Huron at 1-2 coming off their opening win of the season, defeating Brookings on the road Tuesday. And Cody, just about everything you wanted to see out of this team, you finally got there on Tuesday night. Balanced scoring, girls involved, played good defense, ended up with a 20-point win.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's what we've been hoping for, and it finally came to fruition. But, you know, we've talked all year about inexperience, right? And now you're to game three. Now you're gaining a little bit more experience. Now you're gaining a little bit more confidence. And we saw it all come together, you know, at Brookings on Tuesday night. So we need to keep building on that. So I told the girls we can't take a step back now because now we feel good about ourselves after a big win. We got to, you know, we got to keep building on that and keeping taking strides and keep playing good basketball.
You know, and the balance was the key offense. As I said, three in double figures and really almost had a fourth as Allie Davis had 9 points. So, you know, that's it got good contributions off the bench because there was some foul issues as well and just overall a good effort up and down the bench.
Yeah, everybody stepped up, right? You said it. We had three girls in double figures. Allie had nine, and there was other contributions that weren't just in the points. We had, you know, good contributions off the bench, playing defense and rebounding, and just everybody did a solid job of making it a team effort, you know, and keeping and just making sure that everybody was involved in the game and keeping support and confidence in everybody. And that was the best game we played from that standpoint, was Tuesday night against Brookings.
Now Rapid City Central comes in tonight. They're 0-2, played Pierre and Aberdeen last weekend, and they have a new coach, a new system in. And so while you saw what they did last week, you know, they were kind of scouting themselves as well. It'll be interesting to see what type of game they come out with tonight.
Yeah, and they've only played two games, but it's pretty evident, you know, how they want to play, and that's fast, fast, fast. I haven't seen everybody on film in the AA level, but I'm telling you, if there's a team that's faster than them, they're going to be scary, because this Rapid City Central team gets up and down the floor fast. Offensively and defensively, they want to live in the full court. They want to turn you over. They want to get easy layups. They want to speed you up if they don't turn you over, make you take a quick shot, and, you know, run the other way off of long rebounds, bad shots. They want to go get layups. So we got to do a good job tonight of taking care of the basketball as far as turning it over. We also got to do a good job, as sometimes a quick shot or a bad shot is as bad as a turnover. So we got to make sure that we're staying, you know, within ourselves, within our system, taking care of the basketball, and, you know, being able to try and eliminate some of their running game tonight.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tiger Girls, will take a timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You may have heard us say, when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses, giveaways, and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Haley Rogers, sophomore, number 5, guard. Maddie Jurgens, number 10, junior, guard. Jocelyn Noyes, freshman, number 12, guard.
Allison James, junior, number 14, guard.
Allie Davis, sophomore, number 20, guard.
Hilton Hines, sophomore, number 22, guard.
Hampton Hines, senior, number 23, guard.
Chloe Carr, sophomore, number 30, forward.
Abigail Harrington, freshman, number 32, guard.
Katie Eaglestar, senior, number 33, guard.
Jensie Jurgens, guard, sophomore, number 34.
Tatum Peterson, senior, number 40, guard.
Elizabeth Heinen, senior, number 42, center.
Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 44, forward.
Isabel Kramer, freshman, number 45, forward.
Julie Norris, senior, number 50, forward.
Trey Swens, 10, guard, junior.
Cole McNeil, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moding, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Haig, number 20, senior, guard.
Holden Ogle, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Meindecker, number 23, junior, and I'm a forward.
TJ Ganey, number 24, senior guard.
Blake Elwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Anderson Forrest, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Colby Holford, number 42, junior, forward.
Jonathan Peterson, number 40, junior, guard.
Hayden Churston, number 50, senior, guard.
Mason Jurgens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54, sophomore, post.
year's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We are back at the arena getting set for doubleheader action here on Tigers Rapid City Central Cobblers. Girls on the floor now. Boys on the floor shortly. It is 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. KIJV, AM, FM in Huron. Starting lineups for Rapid City Central. Taya Hemiller, head coach, her first year, 0-2 on the season. Lolo Carlo is a 5'8 senior. Tracelyn Strand, a 5'7 senior. Aaliyah Jones, a 5'8 senior. Malik Fallis, a 5'8 senior. And Leah Landry, a 5'10 freshman. Here on Tigers, head coach Cody Kaufman, he's in his second year. Allie Davis, a 5'7 sophomore. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore. Hampton Hines, a 5'8 senior. Lizzie Heinen, a 6'1 senior. Kenzie Simmonsma is a 6' senior. Rapid City Central 0-2, Huron 1-2 on the young season. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game for the girls tonight, Kim Zimmerman, Matt Clark, Jordan Opp. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Rapid City Central wearing their road red with white numbers. They got a little gray around the shoulders. Huron in their home whites with orange numbers and letters and got a little black around their shoulders. Remember, it's afternoon tomorrow, and we're going to be having a little earlier start than usual with the doubleheader. Lower levels will start at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with the girls at the middle school gym and the boys here at the arena. The goal is to have the girls game varsity tip off at 12:30, followed by the boys. Kind of hard to stay on the doubleheader schedule, but that's the plan for tomorrow. So just get used to that earlier start time and afternoon basketball tomorrow here on Tiger. Lizzie Heinen will jump against Leah Landry. Here on coming towards me. And Rapid City Central away from me for the first half. Got the check on everything, and the tip is handled by Hilton Hines. She'll come right into the front court off the left wing, cross court Hampton Hines. Hampton will drive, hook it in underneath. Heinen does a little duck under with the left hand, a little too strong. Had a good look at it. Rebound by Rapid City Central. Jones now gets it in the hands of Fallis. Now the handoff up top of the key to Carlo. A little weave up top against Huron's 3-2 zone. Back in the middle, Landry. Landry flips back up top, Carlo. Carlo backs it out in the corner. Open three is no good for Jones. Rebound by Hampton Hines. Or Hilton Hines. Hampton with the ball. Hilton now at the top of the key. It's like a 1-3-1 perhaps. No, we are going man-to-man to take that back. Man-to-man here by Rapid City Central. Heinen reverses it right side to Hilton Hines. Hilton, top of the key. Up top, Simmonsma. Now Hampton Hines. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Heinen swings it right side. Nice drive by Davis. Has a lane to the hoop for two. Not sure where Strand was going. Strand kind of went off to the other side of Allie Davis, and that gave Allie an easy lane to the basket here on up early, 2-0. Rapid City Central on the offense. Carlo. In the corner, three is blocked by Simmonsma. And coming down with the loose ball is Hampton Hines. Cross-court pass, baseline jumper for Hilton Hines, short. And the rebound by Landry. Carlo works the ball up the right side of the floor. A quick shot and out that time by the Tigers. At the top of the key, Fallis. Now Jones, left side Carlo. Working around Landry. Landry looks right. Couple of dribbles. Rapid City Central being much more patient than I expected. Open three for Jones. Right wing. Back of the rim. No good. And Heinen with the rebound. We play 2 minutes. 2-0 lead here on. Hilton Hines hands it off to Hampton. She'll set the offense. Now hands it right back to Sister Hilton. Hilton swings it left. Right side Davis in the corner. Mackenzie Simmonsma. Low post. To Heinen, and it's knocked away by Landry. And again, just like Tuesday in Brookings, trying to get that inside game going a little because that loosens the outside game. Huron will inbound it on the baseline, back door. Not a good pass. It's picked up, and Aaliyah Jones is on a breakaway all the way down the floor and missed the layup. Breakaway layup and missed it. Rebound Simmonsma. Huron into the front court. Hilton Hines. In slow start here, both teams. 2.5 minutes and just a 2-0 lead here on Heinen at the high post. Hands it off to Hampton Hines. Hampton drives. Swings in the corner, Simmonsma. Simmonsma into the paint, goes with the scoop, draws contact. 2 free throws coming up for McKenzie Simmonsma. 6-foot senior for the Tigers will shoot 2. Aaliyah Jones with the foul. That's the first of the game, either team. 5:11 to go in the first. Simmonsma, free throw is good. Huron up 3-0. And one more shot for the senior for the Huron Tigers. Second shot is good. Knocked them both down. 4-0 Huron. And a quick timeout by Taya Emiller in Rapid City Central. We'll take a break. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a shot.
Dakota Sports KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
30-second timeout by Rapid City Central. Huron comes out with the full-court press. Ball is tipped, but getting over to it was Jones, and they'll break it into the front court. Fallis, now she'll back it out and set it up for the Cobblers. Carlo, top of the key, runs the fist play, she says. Goes off to the left. Tried to go inside, got away from the intended target, but Landry underneath, hard to the hoop, no good. Rebound, Simmonsma. Hilton Hines looking ahead. She'll just dribble it into the front court. Huron an early 4-0 lead. 4:39 to go, first quarter. Aaliyah Jones, another steal. She'll go with the left-hander reverse. Missed again, but steals the rebound from Simmonsma. Underneath the basket, open shot. Corner of the lane is good for Fallis. So Rapid City Central on the board, 4-2. Back comes Huron. Simmonsma outside, way outside. Flips to Heinen, also at the top of the key. Hampton Hines pops open three, left wing, no good. Rebounds Lizzie Heinen, and she's going to be fouled by Landry as she just got swatted. Hampton Hines kind of looking at the official because she went flying after she released that three. Leah Landry picks up her first, second team on Rapid City Central. And Heinen, free throw is good. Huron up 5-2. Tatum Peterson into the game for Huron as both teams sub in for the first time. In for Rapid City Central is Mariel Koloff. Second shot for Heinen is good. Got the rim, dropped it in. 6-2 lead Huron as we hit the middle point of the first quarter. Huron again pressing full court. Some catch in the backcourt, get it up ahead to Koloff. Rapid City Central can set it up from here. Strand had the ball. No, Koloff. Left side, Carlo. Carlo down to the baseline. Flips back. Drive into the paint. Open or fake there by Carlo. She'll step in. Take the 15-footer. No good. Tatum Peterson able to get the rebound. Has the ball slapped away. Picked up by Landry. She misses. Rapid City Central comes out with it. Rapid City Central is going to come after you defensively, even on missed shots, and they extend the possession by getting this here. Ball on the floor. I think we're going to end up with a jump ball. Possession will stay with Rapid City Central. 6-2 lead here on. Been a sloppy start both ways offensively. Simmonsma in, Heinen out for Huron. Rapid City Central will run the out-of-bounds play baseline far into the floor from me. Carlo gets it all the way out. Up top, Fallis. Fallis flips back right side. Now Carlo comes up and resets the offense at the top of the key. Huron going man, it looks like, this time. Come off left side, Fallis. Carlo. Carlo wants to drive on Hines. has to kick back out. Landry will drive, go right into Hampton. Hines forced up a shot. No good. Well defended by Hampton. Rebound, Tatum Peterson. Inside of 3 minutes to go, first quarter. 6-2 lead here on. Both teams struggling some offensively. Hampton Hines in the corner. Fakes. Will drive to the free throw line. Back up top, Simmonsma. Simmonsma comes left. Now Hilton Hines. Hilton will drive. Has a lane. Shoots over Landry. Too strong. Rebound tipped out. And grabbed by Fallis as Huron continues to struggle shooting the ball. Both teams struggling shooting the ball. 6-2 lead here on. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Cobblers run the offense. Koloff, and we have a travel as Koloff had her, not sure what she was doing there. She ended up shuffling the feet, and the ball turns over to the Huron Tigers. And for the first time for Huron is Allison James. Cobblers check in with Elise Napola. Inbounds, Hampton Hines in the front court on the drive, all the way to the hoop, had the ball stripped away and stolen by Strand. 2-on-1 break down the floor, all the way in. Another missed layup for Rapid City Central. Tatum Peterson, the only girl back defensively, and she gets the rebound. Into the front court, nearing 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-2 lead here on. Hilton Hines sets it up, straight man here by Rapid City Central, trying to get it to Hampton, and the ball deflect. Oh, they say last touch by Rapid City, or by Huron, Rapid City Central ball, and boy, it looked like it from here it was deflected by Rapid City Central. Maybe the Cobblers catch a break. They'll have the ball. Heinen in, Peterson out for Huron, inside of 2 minutes to go. First quarter, still a 6-2 lead. Into the front court, Carlo breaks away, left side, open three, is back of the iron, no good. Rebound, battle, and picking up, Koloff. Ends up rebounding her own miss, but can't get the putback either. Simmonsma with the board. Still 6-2 here on. Minute 38 to go, first quarter. Hilton Hines into the front court. Comes off right side. Allison James. Allison goes inside, threw it away again. There's Jones, another steal. That's at least her fourth steal, and she's going to be fouled going to the hoop. Hilton Hines thought she got the strip, but she'll be called for the foul, and free throws coming up for Aaliyah Jones. Like I said, Jones, that's at least her fourth steal here in the first quarter. Doesn't have anything to show for it, but might now as she'll shoot two free throws. Minute 24 to go, first quarter. Free throw is no good. Davis in, and James out for Huron. On the floor for Rapid City Central is Persea Parker, a ninth grader. Second free throw, Jones hits one out of two. 6-3 here on, minute 23 to go, first quarter. Hilton Hines into the front court. Dribbles off to the left. Bounce pass right side, Davis. Davis looking inside to Heinen. Dangerous pass, got it back to Hilton Hines. Huron's got to be careful with those perimeter passes. High post, Heinen. One dribble, outside three for Davis. Way short. Rebound, and out of there with it again, Jones, and she's sprinting down to the other end. Jones, little hesitation, draws contact, no call. Battle for the rebound. Jones gets it herself, tries again and has it stripped, but Aberdeen Central still with the ball, and the Cobblers will get another opportunity here off the steal with 41 seconds to go. First quarter, pass in the middle, knocked away. Foul, though, I believe you're going to go on Simmons, or is it on Heinen? I think it's on Heinen. No, it is on Simmons now. First foul on Kenzie, second team on Huron. We've had two team fouls apiece. Jaylee Noyes in for the first time. She'll give Simmonsma a break with 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Inbounds, wide open three. Rapid City Central, no good. Rebound, Jaylee Noyes for the Huron Tigers. Hampton Hines on the drive baseline, and a blocking call going to go on Rapid City Central. Hampton sees a lot of that type of defense. They opposing teams putting a lot of body on her because they know she can score. Marielle Koloff with the foul. Her first, third team, 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Inbounds, Heinen, kick out. Jaylee Noyes for three, no good, long rebound, and Rapid City Central going to push down the floor again. Now they'll slow it up. Jones, shot clock off, 15 seconds to go, first quarter. 6-3 lead for Huron. Napa City Central working the perimeter. Get it off on the baseline. 7-6 seconds to go. Jones, top of the key. Launches a long three. We're tied. Aaliyah Jones launches a three, and we're tied at 6 after 1. 6-6 here on Tigers. Rapid City Central. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
G is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Sluggish first quarter for both teams, but Rapid City Central hits the three at the end of the first quarter. That gives them a nice boost heading into the second quarter, and we are tied at 6. Neither team shot the ball well at all. Rapid City Central 2-17. Huron 1-6. Rapid City Central getting up 11 more shots than Huron. That means there are two things there, basically. Some offensive rebounds and also forcing some turnovers. Hilton Hines at the top of the key. Comes right side to Allie Davis starting the second quarter. Simmonsma in the corner. Back up. Hampton Hines. Hampton gets a screen. Goes away from it into the paint. Backs his way in. Does the Euro step. Puts it up short. Rebound, and Rapid City Central able to save it in. Nice play by Landry. Down the floor, Rapid City Central looking for their first lead. Shot up and short, and Simmonsma with the rebound off the miss by Parker. Back comes Huron, tied at 6. Been a long time since Huron has scored. Hilton Hines around the perimeter. There's the roll. Simmonsma underneath. Hard to the hoop for two. Pick and roll. Hilton Hines and Kinsey Simmonsma. Simmonsma with 4. Huron regains the lead 8-6. Leah Jones dribbles through the press, gets it in the front court. Fallis brings it back up, sets it up for Rapid City Central. Almost traveled, comes back right side, Koloff. Rapid City Central goes high post. Koloff tries to feed it underneath, got it there somehow. Swing the pass up and stolen by Hilton Hines. Tried to kick it back out. Hilton Hines with the steal down the floor, gets contact, shot up, no good. And rebound Rapid City Central, but Hampton Hines able to deflect the outlet pass and steals it for Huron, launches the three. No good, maybe rushing it a bit. Rebound Rapid City Central, both teams just struggling to shoot the ball. Huron now 1 or 2 of 10 from the field. Rapid City Central down 8-6, we're early second quarter. Points have been at a premium. High post, Landry, drop step against Simmonsma, kicks out baseline, open 15-footer, no good. Heinen with the rebound off the miss by Rapid City Central. Into the front court, Huron would like to extend the two-point lead, but there's Aaliyah Jones, another steal and a foul on Huron. That's at least 5 steals for Aaliyah Jones here in the first half. And Huron gets called for the foul as well. Simmonsma with the foul, and that's number 2 on her. And first team either way here in the second quarter. Maddie Juergens in for the first time, the junior for Huron, looking for that defensive spark. Rapid City Central setting it up. They lob into the high post. Carlo back. Landry goes hard to the hoop, gets fouled. Huron wanted to travel, didn't get it. Blocking call on Huron, and it's like they will call this active shooting. 2 free throws coming up for Leah Landry, just a ninth grader. Hampton Hines picks up the foul, her first, second team on Huron. Landry to shoot 2 and has a chance to tie the score. First free throw is good. 8-7 Huron. And one more shot for the freshman. Couple of dribbles. The shot is good. We are tied at 8. 5:49 to go in the first half. Hilton Hines into the front court. Gets things set up, spreads the floor out. High post is Heinen, waiting for some movement. Hand off Hampton Hines. Hampton goes back left, wide open three. Hilton Hines, no good. And that was a good look for Hilton. Rebound underneath for Rapid City Central. Jones baseline, Landry running the floor. Layup good. Rapid City Central leads for the first time, 10-8. 5:19 to go in the first half. Huron needs a hoop. Hilton Hines drives, goes all the way to the baseline, way short, rebound, Landry and Heinen, jump ball possession, Rapid City Central right now. Rapid City Central has the game going their way, they're forcing Huron into turnovers. And I think Kaufman wants a timeout. Timeout Huron, 5:10 to go. First half, 10-8, Rapid City Central. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Lease vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Full timeout by the Huron Tigers. 5:10 to go, first half. Rapid City Central, their first lead of the game at 10-8, and Cobblers half the ball off the timeout. Pressure by Huron again. Carlo into the front court, drives free throw line, kicks back Jones for three and traveled with it, setting her feet. Turnover back to Huron. Tatum Peterson checks in for Allie Davis. He's looking for somebody to set a spark here as Rapid City Central's pretty much dictated it. This is the way Rapid City Central wants to play. They force you into mistakes. Then they hope they can get some layups in, get some points that way. Drive by Hampton Hines, steps in, put it up short, gets her own rebound, and the ball knocked away out of bounds. Will stay with Huron. Hampton still has not scored yet. Hilton Hines will run the out-of-bounds play. She's right below me on the baseline. Inbounds, Hilton Hines has not been able to get one three off, I believe. Hilton Hines, go low post. Lizzie Heinen at the block, double-teamed, and a hand-check call going to go on Rapid City Central. That's on Leah Landry. I guess that'd be her second. Thought it was going to be her third. I'm not sure it's on her yet either. It is on Leah Landry, her second. First team foul on the Cobblers here in the second quarter. Huron on the inbounds. Inbounds comes right in the middle. Heinen comes off her hands, and Aaliyah Jones with another steal again. She'll drive, fake, drive, lay in two. Rapid City Central now up 12-8. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Peterson in the middle. There's Leah Jones again, almost got another steal. Peterson into the front court, stops. Needs some help. Finally gets it to the high post. Lizzie Heinen. Lizzie on the drive to the block. Baseline. Five-footer is short. And Landry there with the rebound. Nothing going for Huron right now. Carlo into the front court. Free throw line. Kick out. Open three off the left side is good for Fallis. Rapid City Central has opened a 15-8 lead. 9-0 run. Timeout Huron. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Nace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Nace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Nace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
15-8, Rapid City Central right now on a 9-0 run. 3:57 to go in the first half. Cobblers up by 7. Hilton Hines in the front court here and has got to find some offense somewhere if he used two timeouts here in the second quarter. Maddie Jergens drives, has a lane, and oh, you just need to go up and shoot it. She tried to stop and traveled. Good helping defense coming back to help out that time was Napola for Rapid City Central. And another Huron turnover gives the ball to Rapid City Central. Working the Huron press. Carlo in the backcourt, trapped there. Long, dangerous pass, but got it to Jones. Now back up top, Carlo sets the offense. High post, back up top in the corner. Here's the drive, Jones, baseline, and goes right by. Inside, low shot is good for Napola. Good ball movement, and the run continues for Rapid City Central. Now 11-0, and they lead 17-8. 3:14 to go here in the first half. Hampton Hines up top. Hilton Hines comes to left side. Here on just not comfortable on offense. Inside James, low post, put it up too strong. Give and go is there, and again does not go. And Rapid City Central looking to open a double-digit lead here if they can convert on this possession. Jones has Strand on the right side. Strand, one dribble, flips back up top to Koloff. Little weave up there up top now. Carlo into the paint. Gets loose. Shot was blocked, though, by Heinen. And the rebound by Simmonsma. James into the front court. Left side, Jergens. Jergens, here's Hilton Hines on the cut. Weaves it in underneath. Nice hook pass across the lane to Lizzie Heinen. Heinen gets her first field goal, first bucket in a while for Huron at 17-10, Rapid City Central. Into the front court, Cobblers advance it with Strand now up top. Jones go high post in the corner. Open three. No good, in and out. James able to step in and get the rebound off the miss by Strand. Hilton Hines into the front court. Again, it's been straight man this entire first half by Rapid City Central. Right side, Hampton Hines has a lane. Drive, stops and pops from 10. Got it. Hampton, her first bucket of the game. Back-to-back buckets for Huron. They're within 5, 17-12. Cobblers break the press into the front court. Koloff will bring it back up to the top of the key. Minute 39 to go in the first half. Up top, it's Strand. High post. In the corner, open three is off the mark. A little short that time by Aaliyah Jones. Rebound by James. Allison on the drive all the way to the hoop. And, boy, oh, she is. I didn't hear the whistle, but there was a foul called. She went with the first layup, and there was definitely somebody hacking on her arm. I didn't hear the whistle, but there was a foul called and two free throws on the way for Allison Jones. Allison James, I said Jones, James. I've been saying Aaliyah Jones a lot. Allison James misses on the first free throw. Davis in. Jergens out for Huron. Rapid City Central came in with a couple of fresh bodies. One more shot for Allison James. Missed them both. Rebound, Rapid City Central, Aaliyah Jones. Minute 16 to go in the first half. Rapid City Central up 5. Jones comes off left side, working the perimeter. Parker, now back it out with Fallis. Back up top, Jones thought about the three right side, and the ball thrown away in the corner, Allie Davis, and there's going to be a foul in the backcourt, go against Strand. The pass was too high for Strand. Davis able to grab it, and then they do call the foul on Strand, trying to hack the ball away, picks up her second, third team on Rapid City Central. We're at 59 seconds to go here in the first half. Jergens back in for Huron. Rapid City Central up 17-12. Hilton Hines running the offense, dribbles off right, goes high post, and nobody was ready for it, and it's going to be picked out of there by Napola. Not sure where that pass was intended, but there was no recipient for it. So Rapid City Central off the Huron turnover, gets into the half court. High post, kick out right side, back up top. Rapid City Central will go baseline. Napola, kick out in the corner. Jones wants three. Got it. Aaliyah Jones, her second three of the first half. She has 9 points. The lead is 20-12. Rapid City Central, shot clock off with 20 seconds to go in the first half. Jurgens up top. Heinen swings it right side to Hilton Hines. Here's the lob down low, and oh, Lizzie Heinen has to shoot that. She tried to pass it back, threw it away down the floor. Break, layup, no good. Offensive rebound, Jones, no good. And underneath, boy, Huron very fortunate. They're now down 10 at the half. Two good looks for Rapid City Central, but Fallis and Jones could not connect. And at halftime, Rapid City Central leads Huron 20-12. Timeout 2 minutes, and back here with our halftime. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime, Rapid City Central, a 20-12 lead over Huron. Rapid City Central outscored Huron 14-6 in that second quarter, and in that, I believe, it was an 11-0 run as the Cobblers took the lead, and Huron really trying to come up with answers. The offense has just really struggled. Girls starting to tighten up. They were passing up shots they needed to take, and we'll see if there's some answers coming out of the second half locker room. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Lower levels tonight for the girls. Huron won both, going away. JV, Huron 57, Rapid City Central 25. Sophomore game, Huron 41, Rapid City Central 20. Again, a reminder, tomorrow it's a doubleheader with Rapid City Stevens. Stevens is playing down in Mitchell tonight. The lower levels will start at 10 o'clock. Girls at the middle school gym. The boys here at the arena. And the goal is to have the girls varsity tipped off by 12:30, followed by the boys. We don't usually get the girls game tipped off right on schedule, but hopefully right in that neighborhood. But a little earlier start time than what we're used to for those varsity games with the doubleheader with Rapid City Stevens tomorrow. Halftime, Rapid City Central 20 and Huron 12. 2 minute timeout. We'll check the stats. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Huron Arena halftime. Rapid City Central girls leading Huron 20-12. Big second quarter for the Cobblers gives them the lead. 9 points for Aaliyah Jones. 5 points. Malik Fallis, 4 for Leah Landry and 2 for Elise Napola. For the Huron Tigers, 4 points apiece. Lizzie Heinen, Kenzie Simmonsma, 2 apiece. Allie Davis and Hampton Hines. Huron did not make a 3 in the first half. Very unusual, but that's a credit to Rapid City Central's defense. Shooting the first half, neither team doing very well there. Both at 24%. Huron at 4 of 17. Rapid City Central, 7 of 29. The difference is Rapid City Central, 12 more shots from the field than Huron. Huron, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Rapid City Central, 3 of 4. In our halftime score, Rapid City Central, 20, Huron, 12. Timeout, 2 minutes. Back with our second half. Remember, the boys' game will follow. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Ready to go with the second half, see if Huron can find some answers offensively as they just can't get anything going. And again, credit to Rapid City Central. Their defense has pretty much taken away what Huron wants to do, especially getting some open looks at threes. Huron did not make a three-point shot in the first half, and I'm thinking there was only two or three that were taken. As they're just taking away that strength of Huron. Got to be a little more relaxed. Huron will have the ball as we begin play here in the second half. Starters on the floor, looks like both directions. Oh, they're just waiting for the clock to run down. I was wondering what we were waiting for there, but now I know. So Huron away from me here for the second half. Hilton Hines will get the Tigers into the offense. Central stays in their straight zone. Allie Davis, left side screen, drives in the middle. Now Simmonsma, right side Hilton Hines. Hilton up top, Lizzie Heinen, left side Hampton Hines. There's the roll. Heinen hard to the hoop for two. Nice pick and roll. That's the one thing that has worked tonight for Huron. That time Hampton Hines to Lizzie Heinen. Six for Lizzie. Huron back within 6-20-14. Central gets in the middle. Breaks the press to Leah Landry in the corner. They go to Strand. Now setting it up is the Cobblers. They'll go high post. Ball knocked away by Heinen as they tried to force it to Landry. Here's the flip. Hampton Hines to Hilton Hines. Hilton saves it in. And Rapid City Central is going to get the ball. Huron turns it over again. Into the front court. Open three. Left side is good for Fallis. Malik Fallis gets her second three of the game. And Rapid City Central, their biggest lead of the game, 23-14. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. Hampton Hines, top of the key. Lizzie Heinen pops out. Left side, Hilton Hines. Hilton. Now gives back Simmonsma, right side, drive by Allie Davis, pulls up with a 10-footer, it's short. Kaufman wanted a foul call, didn't get it, rebound, Rapid City Central, they're in transition into the front court, drive into the paint, Landry splits a double team, no good, battle for the rebound, Landry comes out with it, and a foul going to go on Simmonsma. Kenzie Simmonsma, this has been an issue for her so far in this young season, foul trouble, she picks up her third, and Maddie Juergens is going to come in for Huron. So that makes Huron a lot smaller, too, with Simmonsma coming off the floor. Rapid City Central will run the out-of-bounds play right below me. Aaliyah Jones will trigger. Jones looking in will lob it all the way out to Fallis. She'll back it out, set it up for the Cobblers. Get it off the right side, Jones. Low post, Landry. Spin move. Heinen stays with her. Back in the middle. Drive Jones. Step out. Here's Landry drives. Leans in. And a foul going to go on Heinen. Lizzie will pick up her first. And free throws on the way for Leah Landry. She's 2-of-2 from the free throw line. And has a chance to give Rapid City Central a double-digit lead. 23-14. Rapid City Central has just frustrated the Huron Tiger girls tonight. Free throw is off the mark, no good. She'll get one more. Two team fouls here quickly in the third quarter on Huron. One more shot for the ninth grader, Landry. She'll get that one, 1 out of 2. She's got 5, and biggest lead of the game, 24-14, Rapid City Central, 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Right side, Hampton Hines gets the screen, roll, can't get it to Lizzie. Popping up top, Allie Davis, left side Hilton Hines. Hilton will drive underneath the basket, kick out, and a foul on Rapid City Central. I believe this will go on Strand. Gracelyn Strand will pick up her third foul, first team on Rapid City Central, and that brings Carlo back into the game for Rapid City Central. Koloff started the second half. Here inside, Davis puts it up, gets fouled, and just a quick pass right on the block to Allie Davis. Split the double team, gets fouled. Two shots for the sophomore, Allie Davis. Allie had the first field goal of the game for Huron back in the first quarter. Hasn't scored since. Foul is on Koloff, her second. Davis, free throw, no good. Score remains at 10, 24-14, Rapid City Central. 2 minutes gone here in the second half. Second shot is good. 1 out of 2. 3 points for Allie Davis. Lead back at 9. 24-15. Here on pressing. Rapid City Central. Landry in the middle. Pitches left side. Koloff. Koloff dribbles down to the baseline. Now brings it back off Jones. Reverse it to Carlo. Carlo on the right wing. Jones now in the corner. Feed it into Landry. Low post. Goes right by Heinen. Reverse layup, though. Too strong. Rebound, Hampton Hines. Hines gives to Hilton, and Hilton will get here on into the offense. Got to get the offense going for the orange and white, but there's another steal. Koloff steps in front of Juergens, down the floor, takes it in for the layup. Rapid City Central is up 11 now. I believe this is their biggest lead, 26-15. 5:18 to go, third quarter. Another turnover by the Huron Tigers. Hampton Hines will drive hard to the hoop and is fouled. Forced the issue that time. Two free throws coming up for Hampton Hines. 2 points in the game for Hampton Hines, as Coach Emiller's got to be very happy with the defensive effort against Hampton. Third to foul on Leah Landry, by the way. Third team on Rapid City Central. Hampton Hines to shoot two. First one is good. 3 points for Hampton. Lead at 10, 26-16. Elise Nopala back into the game, as Landry's going to have to come out with those three personals. Second free throw is good. Hampton Hines puts them both in. She's got 4 points. Lead is 9. Nearing 5 minutes to go, third quarter. In her front court, Koloff breaks the press. Rapid City Central has not had any issues with the press since early in the game. Open three in the corner, way short. Rebound, Hilton Hines, as Fallis missed. On the backcourt, Hampton Hines will bring the ball up. See if Huron can start chipping away here. Down 9 with the ball. Hand off to Hilton Hines. Carlo out on her. It's like we're going left side. Hilton Hines, high post, Heinen. Heinen backs her way into the block. Put it up too strong. Had a decent look. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Rapid City Central. Huron not getting a lot of second chance points either. Cobblers, Aaliyah Jones up top, Koloff. Left side, Carlo. Carlo into the paint. Dumps it baseline, deflected by Davis, picked up by Hampton Hines. Pass up ahead, Hilton Hines, and threw it away. Steal by Aaliyah Jones. She'll take it down the other way off her teammate's foot. We're on the floor. Jump ball. Possession stays with Rapid City Central. 4:03 to go here in the third quarter. Oh, do we have a foul? Oh, we have a foul called. Or do we have a technical foul called? Technical foul on Hampton Hines. I did not see what happened in the aftermath there. Hampton Hines gets a technical foul. That's her second personal. So two free throws and ball out of bounds for Rapid City Central. Aaliyah Jones will shoot the tees. 4:03 to go, third quarter. Free throw is good for Jones. She's in double figures with 10. Tatum Peterson will check in for Hampton Hines. Back in for Rapid City Central is Persea Parker. One more shot for Aaliyah Jones. Good, hits them both. And Rapid City Central up 11, 28-17. 4:03 to go in the first half. So Hines on the bench for the time being after being teed up. Must have been something said. That's all I saw. Rapid City Central working the perimeter, really looking to open up the lead here. Koloff cross court, Jones. Jones looks to the high post. Back off left side, Koloff. Here on back in a 3-2 zone. High post, kick out. Open three for Jones. Got it. Aaliyah Jones now with 14 points. Rapid City Central leads by 14, 31-17. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Allie Davis up top here on trying to get something going on offense. Allie Davis dribbles right back up top, Heinen. Now Juergens. Juergens, there's the roll. Can't get it to Heinen. Reverse it left side, Hilton Hines. Hilton, top of the key. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Hilton Hines. There's the roll. Boy, Heinen open. Got it there late, though, and the ball deflected and going to be picked up by Koloff. She's coming down the floor. 1-on-2. Takes it all the way up. Missed the layup. Jones with the rebound and hits it off of Hines. Everything going the way of Rapid City Central now. Simmonsma and Jane's in as Davis and Juergens come out. And now Hampton Hines will check back in for Huron and replace Heinen. 3 minutes exactly to go in the third quarter. 31-17, Rapid City Central. Inbounds, lobs, comes all the way out top to Koloff. Works the perimeter, top of the key, come left side. Napola. Some motion there. Hines goes for the steal, doesn't get it. Now she does get steal. Steal by Hampton Hines down the floor. She'll drive in all the way hard to the hoop. Block from behind. Foul going to go on Aaliyah Jones. Two free throws on the way for Hampton Hines. 31-17, Rapid City Central leads. Huron hasn't led since 8-6 early in the second quarter. A lot of work to do for the Tiger girls. Free throw, Hines, good. She's got five. One more shot for the senior, Hampton Hines. And good. 6 points for Hampton. 31-19. Rapid City Central up 12, 2:40 to go, third quarter. Time to work with, but got to get something going on offense. And, well, Rapid City Central right now is making their long shots, or timeout Rapid City Central as Napola was trapped on the sideline. Timeout Rapid City Central, 2:32 to go, third quarter. Take a timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Off the timeout, Cobblers in the half-court offense, working around the perimeter. Left side, Jones goes back door, gets it underneath, but not open there for Parker. Back outside, 4-3. Layup is short, but offensive rebound. Rapid City Central looked like a travel, but then the ball lost and picked up by Huron. Boy, Huron very fortunate there. That shot didn't go in. Wide open. Long three. Hines is short. Offensive rebound. Simmonsma. No, it was Janes. Janes follows up with the putback for Huron. 31-21. Huron back within 10, but more work to do. Minute 47 to go, third quarter. Cobblers up 10. Huron stays in that 3-2 zone, trying to get some more pressure on the Cobblers. Fallis up top, left side, Koloff. Couple of dribbles, now back in the middle. Peterson. Cobblers running the shot clock. Now the ball on the floor. Hilton Hines goes for the steal. 3:02 on the shot clock, and the Cobblers do get a shot off and put it up short. Almost got that to go with the shot clock running out. Napola rebound here on a chance to get it down to single digits here late third quarter. 31-21, Rapid City Central. Hilton Hines drives, gets fouled, and that will put Huron in the bonus here in the third quarter. 15 foul. Hilton Hines will shoot two. Malik Fallis with the foul. That's her first. Hilton Hines at the line to shoot two. First free throw is good. First point of the game for Hilton Hines. Davis and Heinen in. Simmonsma and Peterson out. One more shot for Hines. Gets it back down to single digits at 31-22. Second free throw is good. 31-23. Here on back within eight. With 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Into the front court, Rapid City Central, they've been patient on offense, running that shot clock down. Napola on the left side. Brings it back up top. Cut in the middle to Parker in the corner. Drive by Carlo. Kick back out. Napola, she'll put up the 10-footer baseline. No good. Heinen with the rebound. And Huron a chance to cut the lead a little more. Into the front court. Hines on the baseline. Lobs it into Heinen. Nice catch by Lizzie. Back up top, Hampton Hines. Hampton backing her way in. The ball deflected. Picked up by James. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Hilton Hines drives the paint, puts up the off-balance left-handed shot for two. Hilton Hines with the bucket. Huron within six, 31-25. 8-0 run by Huron, 17 seconds to go, third quarter. Aaliyah Jones comes off left side, Rapid City Central. Going to hold it for one here, it looks like. Jones at the top of the key, wants to drive. Leaves it back in the middle, ball bobbled and deflected. A foul going to go on Hampton Hines. See if they call it up. They are going to call that active shooting. I wasn't sure if she was going up in the act yet, but they say yes. And two free throws coming up for Rapid City Central. Elise Napola will shoot two. Third foul on Hampton Hines as well. First free throw is good. 32-25, Rapid City Central. Davis in, Hines out. 4.6 seconds to go here, third quarter. Rapid City Central back up by seven. One more shot for the lefty Napola is good. Back to an eight-point lead, 33-25. Hilton Hines down the middle of the floor, 2-1. 25-footer, oh, off the rim, no good. We head to the fourth. Rapid City Central, 33, here on 25. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, we head to the fourth quarter. Some work to do for the Huron Tigers, trailing 33-25. At least they chipped the lead down a little. Was 14 at one point. Rapid City Central with the ball as we start the fourth quarter of play. Open three in the corner is short by Jones. Long rebound, and Hilton Hines grabs it for Huron. So a quick shot and out. For Rapid City Central, here comes Huron. Here Hilton Hines drives high off the glass for two. Hilton Hines, I believe, has scored the last 6 points for Huron. And Huron again within six, 33-27, starting the fourth quarter. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, KIJV, AMFM Huron. Ball deflected by Hilton Hines. Now a timeout, Rapid City Central. Ball's deflected by Hilton and went right back to the Rapid City Central player, and then Hemiller wants a timeout. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Dakota Sports, KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
7:29 to go in the game. Rapid City Central 33 here on 27. I'm Jeff Duffy here at the arena. Remember, the boys' game will follow here with the doubleheader. Cobblers with the ball, leading by six. Outside Koloff. Left side get in the hands of Fallis. Fallis bounce pass in the corner. Double team out there on Strand. She'll go into the high post. Landry back in. Landry goes baseline underneath to Jones. Sealed off and, oh, almost threw it away. Picked up, though. Cobblers. Foul is forced up a shot. No good. Rebound. And who's going to come up with it? And, oh, the shot clock ran out. Okay. Guess the shot didn't hit the rim, and I didn't even notice that and wasn't watching the shot clock either. Shot clock violation will give the ball back to the Huron Tigers. A chance to get as close as Huron's been in a while. 33-27, 7 minutes to go in the game. Cobblers up six, Huron with the ball. Hilton Hines comes right side to Simmonsma. Simmonsma, a couple of dribbles. Low pass, got it to Hilton Hines, or Hampton. Hampton kick out three in the corner. Hilton Hines, high archer is good. First three of the game for Huron. Hilton Hines with it, and Huron has cut the lead to three, 33-30. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Huron's got to keep the defense going here as they keep Rapid City Central spread out. Landry in the middle, and a foul going to go on Heinen. Heinen's late getting there, and Landry will go to the line for two. Landry with 5 points, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Heinen picks up her second foul, first team either way here in the fourth quarter. So two shots for the ninth grader, Leah Landry. First free throw is no good. One more shot for the 5'10 freshman, Leah Landry. Second shot is good. One out of two. The lead back to four, 34-30. 6:22 to go in the game. Huron down 14 in the third quarter. Has gotten as close as three now. Now down four. Hilton Hines has the hot high hand lately. Lost her dribble. Lobs into Heinen at the block. Backs her way in. Kick out to Davis. Davis goes into a double team. Got it to Hampton Hines. Quick trigger three. No good. Rebound Landry on a good block out on Heinen. Hampton has not been able to dial in that long ball. Down the floor, stop and pop from 10, in and out, no good. Rebound deflected out of bounds by Davis. Off the miss by Fallis, Rapid City Central will get another chance at the possession. 5:54 to go, Rapid City Central up four. Inbounds comes all the way up top. Koloff in the corner, Jones. Jones looking inside to Landry. Rapid City Central will back it out and reset the offense. Jones trying to get the post up to Landry. Simmonsma on her now. Landry has to back it out. Oh, got the baseline. Goes in for a layup. Simmonsma gave up the baseline. Landry jumped on it, and Rapid City Central back up six, 36-30. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Hilton Hines on the drive. Goes back door. There's Heinen for the layup. Nice give and go. Nice delivery by Hilton Hines. And Huron going to use a timeout. Huron back within four, 36-32, 5:24 to go. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
5:24 to go in the game. Central 36, Huron 32. Huron pulling off the press for the time being. Both teams have two full timeouts remaining. Cobblers bring the ball up. Aaliyah Jones will get them into the offense. Goes left, flips it. Now Fallis at the top of the key. Fallis goes high post. Landry. Landry looking inside. Now Landry wants to drive. Spins. Goes in. A double team. Traveled with it. Good helping defense that time. Heinen and Simmonsma just gave Landry no place to go. Turnover to the Huron Tigers. 5:09 left. Huron trailing by four. Cobbler showing some pressure in the backcourt. Basically, Koloff going to watch Hilton Hines coming up the floor. Hilton again's had the hot hand here lately for the Tigers. Hilton sets it. Now picked up her dribble, goes high post, Heinen. Heinen backs her way into the block, double team, stolen away by Jones. Jones might be close to 10 steals down the floor. Breakaway layup is short. Put up short by Strand, rebound by Davis. Hilton Hines will push back up ahead for Huron. Stop. Davis, three, right wing, in and out. Oh, it was right there, did not go. Rebound, Rapid City Central. 4.5 minutes to go, Central up four. Go back door, and was it deflected by Huron? They say yes. Ball went out of bounds on the baseline, and deflection will keep the ball on. Rapid City Central's in. Juergens into the game, I believe, for the first time in the second half, replacing Allie Davis. 4:29 to go in the game. Rapid City Central 36, Huron 32. Landry, a 17-footer off the inbounds. No good. Long rebound out, and Hampton Hines out with it. Down the floor, Aaliyah Jones trying to catch her, and now flips it back to Hilton. Hilton will stop. Pop, 15, short. Rebound, Lizzie Heinen underneath. Kick out, Simmonsma wants three, no good. Heinen, another offensive rebound. Back door, go inside, Hampton Hines underneath. Oh, didn't get it to go, but she is fouled. Two shots for Hampton Hines. Well, that was a good sequence for Lizzie Heinen, a pair of offensive rebounds. Aaliyah Jones will pick up the foul. That is her third. First team here in the fourth quarter, Rapid City Central. Hampton Hines, free throw is good. And Huron again within three, 36-33. Davis in, Simmonsma out for Huron. 4:05 to go. Second free throw good. Huron within two, 36-34. Rapid City Central, Jones gets them into the front court, dribbles off to the right. Huron in that 3-2 zone. Backing it out, Kohlhoff. Tightened up here at the arena. Jones on the right wing. Cross court up top. They go baseline to Kohlhoff in the corner. Jones turns open three. Anei overs it. Offensive rebound, though. Rapid City Central. Jones will fake. She'll drive and get hacked by Heinen. I believe this will be two shots for Aaliyah Jones. Again, Rapid City Central getting the offensive rebound. And two shots on the way for Aaliyah Jones. Aaliyah's 3 of 4 from the free throw line, has 14 points to lead everybody in scoring. Heinen now with 3 fouls. Free throw is good. Lead back to 3, 37-34. Can make it a 2-possession game if Jones converts on the second as Simmonsma replaces Heinen. Second shot for Aaliyah Jones is good. Rapid City Central has made their free throws. 2-possession game again at 38-34. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Rapid City Central up 4. Lead was 14 in the third quarter. Hilton Hines on the drive. Trying to get away from Kohlhoff. Feed it in. Low post. Simmonsma goes up with the left hand. It's short. Rebound Landry. Rapid City Central now can maybe try to run a little clock here, perhaps. Work the perimeter. Jones up top, and they'll back it out, trying to post up Landry again. Drive through the paint, and a blocking call going to go on Simmonsma. As attacking the basket was Fallis, Simmonsma picks up her fourth foul. And Rapid City Central will inbound it on the baseline. Heinen will come in for Juergens. 3:01 to go in the game. Third team foul on Huron. There's one on Rapid City Central here in the fourth quarter. Cobblers look to inbound it. Lob comes all the way out to Fallis. Gets away from Hines. Feeds in the corner. Strand will bring it back up top, and Kohlhoff will reset it for Rapid City Central. Jones inside. Low post Landry. Off balance shot up. No good. Landry takes the rebound away, and a foul going to go on Davis. Davis will pick up her first. Davis had it first, but Landry was more aggressive in taking at the ball. And that next foul on Huron puts Rapid City Central in the bonus the rest of the way. Fourth team foul. Cobblers again will inbound it with the 4-point lead. Lob comes all the way up top. Kohlhoff, nice dish underneath, and up for two. It's Landry. And Rapid City Central quickly has the lead back up to 6. Now, what are we doing here? The official stop play, or what are we doing? Delay a game warning on Rapid City Central. They made the bucket, and somebody slapped the ball away, so Huron couldn't inbound it. Boy, now we're starting to where Huron's got to think about they really need to score each time down the floor. We're within two, now down 6 again. 2.5 minutes to go. Hampton Hines comes up to the top of the key, hands off to Hilton. Hilton, right side, Allie Davis. Davis fires to Simmonsma. They'll go in low post Heinen. Almost lost the ball. 3, Hampton Hines, in and out, no good, all of the rim will not drop, but then Simmonsma able to steal the rebound, and Huron takes a timeout. How that didn't drop for Hampton, I won't know, but good hustle by Simmonsma to get the rebound. Huron takes a timeout, 2:14 to go. Rapid City Central up 40-34, timeout, 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on inbounds, Heinen hands it off to Davis at the top of the key off the Huron timeout. Double screen, 3-4, Hampton Hines, it's good, finally. Hampton delivers from downtown, one possession game again with 2 minutes to go. Rapid City Central 40, Huron 37, design play, double screen to get Hampton open, and she finally gets the three. Ball deflected, but Rapid City Central has it. Pull off outside, baseline, and that's going to be foul number 5 on Simmonsma. You can see that one coming. Kenzie Simmonsma picks up her 5th foul. She'll foul out, having scored 4 points in the game. She leaves with a minute 49 to go. Two shots going to be coming up for Fallis. Fallis has not been to the free throw line tonight. Juergens going to come in for Simmonsma with a minute 49 to go in the game. Just too aggressive there. Had the trap there, just didn't need to push, and that's kind of what Simmonsma did. Free throw is in and out, no good. One more shot for Malik Fallis, has 8 points in the game for Rapid City Central. Second shot is good. Two possession game again for Rapid City Central at 41-37. Hilton Hines, Rapid City Central, showing some pressure. Hilton gets it into the front court. Still on the dribble, now starts the drive. And a foul going to go on Rapid City Central. Just the second team, so Huron will inbound it on the baseline. Foul is on Koloff. That'll be her third. Second team. Huron needs the inbound. And got to get rid of it. Finally get it to Heinen on the baseline. Lizzie will drive the paint. Back in. Needs some help. Goes back door. There's Davis underneath the bucket. Missed the shot. Rebound saved in by Rapid City Central. Oh, a great opportunity there. Was a nice pass, but Davis could not get the shot to go underneath on the back door. Rapid City Central, 4-point lead and the ball with a minute 15 to go. In the backcourt, Rapid City Central spreading the floor now, making Huron chase. Minute 7, minute 6, 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Passing him, a dangerous pass. Got it. Landry goes in, off-balance shot, no good. Heinen grabs the rebound for Huron. Outlets to Hilton Hines. Huron needs the score, 54 seconds to go. Hilton drives to the hoop, and a blocking call going to go on Rapid City Central. Two shots on the way for Hilton Hines. Hilton can get it back to a one-possession game with 51 seconds to go. Cola picks up her 4th foul for Rapid City Central. Two shots, Hilton Hines. Free throw is good. And Rapid City Central will use a timeout. 51 seconds to go, 41-38, Rapid City Central. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
One more free throw for Hilton Hines off the timeout. It is good. Two-point game again at 41-39 Rapid City Central. Each team has a timeout left. Huron needs a stop here defensively. Aaliyah Jones, little ball fake, comes left side to Strand. Cross-court Koloff. Now left side. Probably going to go into Landry here eventually. Rapid City Central running some clock. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Aaliyah Jones. Now hands it back up top to Fallis. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Ball fake by Jones. She'll drive. Has a lane. Goes in. No good. Rebound and out of bounds. Last touch by Huron. Allie Davis had a shot at it. Couldn't grab it. And Rapid City Central will have possession. Now the shot clock is off with 18 seconds to go in the game. Central looking to inbound. Come in the middle and a timeout Rapid City Central. With 18 seconds to go. 41-39, Rapid City Central looking to hang on. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds. We'll go 30 here on Dakota Sports.
This clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, key sequence there. Rapid City Central misses. Huron can't grab the rebound. And now Rapid City Central with the ball. 18 seconds to go. Cobblers are now out of timeouts. 41-39, Rapid City Central leads. Huron's going to have to try and get a steal. Huron still has a timeout remaining. Rapid City Central will put everybody single file near the free throw line on the lane. Aaliyah Jones looking to inbound, looking. Will lob it all the way up top, and they get it up top to Fallis, and she'll be fouled by Hines. And Fallis could make it very difficult for Huron here if she can make both free throws. Hilton Hines picks up her second. And Fallis at the line. She's one of two from the free throw line, and that came earlier in the quarter. First free throw is good. Nothing but net. That was true. And here's the big one. Rapid City Central can make it a two-possession game if Fallis converts here. Second shot is nothing but net. Four-point lead again for Rapid City Central. Gotta hurry. Hilton Hines pushes up the floor. She'll drive, go into the paint. Outside, the ball deflected. We'll stay with Huron. Rapid City Central thought Juergens touched it on the deflection, but valuable time came off the clock, and now Huron. Nope, Huron's not going to take the timeout here, but Huron's got to score, but it's going to be awful tough here now with 8.5 seconds to go, down four. Inbounds, Huron gets it to Hines, and she gets pushed from behind. Not a bad play on the part of Rapid City Central. I guess Huron's a chance to score with the clock stopped. No, it's not. I forgot. We're still not in the bonus fourth team foul, so that was a good foul by Rapid City Central. Hines will drive. Got to shoot it. Here's the launch three by Hampton Hines. No good, and Rapid City Central will hang on for the win. Final, Rapid City Central 43, Huron 39. Rapid City Central 1-2. Huron 1-3 on the season. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, do a quick Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame, and get into the pregame of our boys. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a Billy Bar, Hot Fudge Sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a shot.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repair, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger Post Game Report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we're back. Tough loss for the Huron Tigers tonight. Just didn't get things going till it was really too late. Trailed by 14 in the third quarter. Did get it down to 2, but never converted after that. Rapid City Central hangs on for a 43-39 win over the Huron Tigers. Rapid City Central 1-2 on the season. Aaliyah Jones with 16 points, and she might have been close to double figures in steals as well. Lalique Fallis had 11 points. Leah Landry with 10, 4 points for Elise Napola, 2 points for Marielle Koloff. For Huron, now 1-3 on the season. Hilton Hines, Hampton Hines each had 11 points, 8 for Lizzie Heinen, 4, Kenzie Simmonsma, 3, Allie Davis, and 2 for Allison James. Neither team shot the ball well tonight. Huron 11 of 35, about 30%. Rapid City Central 12 of 46, and that's about 27%. But again, Rapid City Central 11 more shots than Huron. Both teams shot free throws well. Huron 15 of 18, Rapid City Central 14 of 18. Rapid City Central hit the pressure free throws down the stretch to keep Huron at bay, and the Tigers fall here tonight. Rapid City Central wins it 43-39. So the girls' game in the books. That wraps up our quick Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. Now we get to the pregame for the boys. Rapid City Central boys 0-2, Huron 1-1 on the young season. T.J. Hay, the longtime head coach of Rapid City Central, back with the Cobblers again this year. Tim Buttnagin, head coach of Huron, talked to both coaches. Those interviews are coming up next after this one-minute timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Now we're set for our boys matchup tonight, doubleheader, Rapid City Central visiting our Huron Tigers, TJ Hay, head coach of Central, as they come in with a record of 0-2 tonight. And coach, early results here, a couple of close games last weekend, a couple of ESD schools, a little trouble scoring the ball looked like the biggest issue.
We did, you know, we had a tough time scoring and we had a tough time keeping the other teams off the offensive boards. And, you know, both of those in the second half of both games really made the difference.
Yeah, it sounds like two, a little bit inexperienced on the squad.
Yeah, we have one returner, basically. We start a kid that hasn't played since he was a freshman, but he's a good athlete. And you know, he's going to be a Division I lacrosse player. So, I mean, he's helping us. He just hasn't played in 3 years, and it kind of shows, especially on the offensive end.
And overall, Mitch, you don't have maybe as much size as what we've seen in past Cobbler teams.
We don't. We're not very big. You know, if they say 6'4", it's probably 6'3". But, you know, it's what we got. We worked all week to get better at the things we got to get better at. And, you know, hopefully over break we can get some practices in where we can, you know, put some new stuff in and you know, get to the point where, you know, we're doing enough right things to put us in a situation where we got a chance to win games.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, it is December, so you knew that there'd be some learning curves here.
Yeah, and there is. You know, we're only playing about eight kids, and you know, we, of course, every interview, the first thing that mentions up is, you know, that, you know, they're inexperienced. Well, I told them now we're not using that anymore because you're varsity players. You play two games, you know, and it's no different. Last year you played JV. It's the same game. You just play at a different time. You know, the athletes are a little better. The players are a little better. But, you know, it's you know, things that we could have taken care of and got some things done, we really didn't do it the first two games. And that's what we really concentrated on all week is back to basketball basics. You know, box it out. Go get it. You know, sometimes we have an issue of playing hard. And you know, when you're not real talented and you don't play hard, good things don't tend to happen.
Now you have Huron tonight, your scouting report on the Tigers.
Well, they're young. They're big. You know, like I said, the first two games we had a real problem with offensive rebounding. So we're going to have to make sure that, you know, we take care of the defensive boards. You know, and I think they're a lot like us. They're just trying to get to the point where they're comfortable playing out on the floor.
TJA, head coach of Rapid City Central. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
A heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual
comprehensive
eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Getting set for our boys' half of the doubleheader now here on Tigers, Rapid City Central Cobblers. Here on Tiger Boys, Coach Tim Budnagan joins us now. Tigers at 1-1, picking up their first win of the season at Brookings on Tuesday. And Coach, a lot of good things there. Worked through a little adversity, got the lead, and pretty much had Brookings playing catch-up there after late in the first half.
Yeah, I thought our defense was really good on Tuesday night. We were able to force 10 deflections, and I think we had 10 steals, so that's 20. That's 20 extra possessions that you should get. I thought we did a nice job on offensive boards. We got 12 of those and only gave up 4. Those are the things that we look at for hustle plays, and I thought we did an outstanding job with those things.
Yeah, I think it kind of stood out, too, with my stats. I think we took 18 more shots from the field than they did, and we were just getting them to turn the ball over.
Right, and that's with the deflections and the offensive rebounds. We weren't hitting. We didn't hit very many threes, I think two the whole night. But when you get the offensive rebounds, you get second and third shots. Now that kind of patches up your shooting woes. So we got to continue to hit the offensive boards. We got to continue to attack the basket, get to the free throw line because we're shooting 77% from the free throw line. Those are the things that we got to continue to do. But the main thing is our defense has got to ignite our offense.
Blake Elwine, 20 points, 14 rebounds, maybe gave us a peek there. And most importantly, I think it's been a while since we've had a boy grab 14 rebounds in a game.
Yeah, he just needs that confidence. I think, he's played a lot of basketball, but the confidence is a big thing. All of a sudden you see the ball go in, you're dominating on the boards, and you start feeling a little bit comfortable, so the game gets easier for you. Anderson pulled down 10 as well on Tuesday night, so both those guys had a double-double, so it's kind of nice that we have that 1-2 punch, especially on the boards.
And that's a sophomore and a freshman, so give credit to the senior class. These guys have brought them in.
Absolutely. Our seniors have done a nice job leadership-wise, leading by example. They don't really talk. They don't talk a lot, but they do lead by example, so it's very appreciative. And they got to continue to do that. We just got to continue to battle, do the little things right, the little things that are going to make a big difference. Gavin led us in steals with 5 or 6. CJ had 5. So, those guys are just doing the little things in order for us to succeed.
Now, Rapid City Central comes in tonight. They're at 0-2, and they don't have a ton of experience. A little struggle scoring, but they have played good defense, and they are physical.
Yeah, they are. They're really physical. And Javrin's a good guard up top. I think it's Whiting. He's a straight line driver, does a really nice job of ripping, getting to the basket. He'll also go post you up, face you up, and then try to take you off the bounce. So those two guys we really got to pay attention to. And then we got to keep them off the boards because they are really physical.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tiger Boys, will take a timeout. 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on the new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Huron. Noonday. Save great service.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we are back here just a minute or so away from lineups for the boys' game, and get our boys' games kicked off here shortly. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, tough loss for the Huron girls, 43-39. Rapid City Central wins. Rapid City Central took the lead early in the second quarter. Huron never caught them. Led by 14 in the third quarter, Huron got it down to 2 twice, but could not convert. Mitchell defeated Rapid City Stevens 57-47. Stevens comes here tomorrow. Halftime, O'Gorman thrashing on Sioux Falls Jefferson 26-8. Early second half, Harrisburg and Washington are tied at 29. Those are girls' scores. Boys' scores, half. Lincoln 34, Yankton 17. And Sturgis leads Pier 36-33. Early second half, Aberdeen 37, Spearfish 27. Halftime, Harrisburg 21, Washington 18. Those are boys' scores, and that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Here's the starting lineups now for our boys' game. Rapid City Central comes in with a record of 0-2. T.J. Hay, their longtime head coach, interestingly coached at Stevens before he coached at Rapid City Central, but he is a Rapid City Central graduate, was a top baseball player back when he was in high school and played college baseball. Jet Jabrin is a 6'1 senior. He's the only returning starter from last year. Ryan Wetch, a 6'4 senior. Trey Brandroop is a 6'2 senior. Colton Carlson, a 6'3 senior. Isaiah Whiting is a 6'1 senior. Here on Tigers, head coach Tim Budnagan. Gavin Moding, a 6-foot senior. Colton Ogle, a 6'3 senior. C.J. Gainey, a 6'1 senior. Blake Elwine, a 6'8 sophomore. Anderson Porish, a 6'3 freshman. Rapid City Central 0-2, here on 1-1 on the young season. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game, Scott Whitlock, Darren Lorenz, and Andy Deinert. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Just getting through the end of the warm-ups here, or the introductions here, and we will be ready to tip off here shortly. Huron coming off their first win of the season. Of course, they've only played 2 games, but a nice win over Brookings. Took the lead late in the second quarter and moved on to the 11-point win over the Bobcats. Have another team dressed in red. I guess Brookings was dressed in white because they were at home. The Rapid City Central red looks like gray numbers and white letters, some white trim. Here on the home whites with orange numbers and letters, orange and black trim. Blake Elwine will jump for Huron. Ryan Wetch will go for Rapid City Central. The tip is controlled by the Tigers. Coming towards me here as our boys game is underway. Just 15 minutes behind schedule. In the corner, Porish. Flips back in the corner, Gainey. Up top, Moding. Now Gainey again on the left wing, CJ. Couple of dribbles, cross court, Porish. Porish at the free throw line, almost lost it. Elwine picks it up. Blake. Pass to Ogle on the right side. Gainey on the drive, puts up the little running one-hander, no good from about 10. Rebound, Rapid City Central. Jabrin will run the offense, again the only returning starter for the Cobbler team. On the right side, get it over to Whiting. Whiting flips back up top to Brandroop. Now they work the perimeter again, reset the offense. Left side, Jabrin. Jabrin will drive, go underneath the basket, cut off by Moding. Little fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound, Ogle going to step in and get it for Huron. Into the front court, Moding. Little hesitation, baseline, gets it in the corner. Here's the drive, cross court, and over the head of Blake Elwine. It was a pass delivered high. Blake will say, I should have caught it. He kind of stuck one hand up there and going after it with 2. Huron turns it over, back to Rapid City Central. Jabrin. Working against the Huron trap in the backcourt. Still in the backcourt. Flips back to Wetch. Wetch just gets it across the timeline right as the shot clock went to 25. Lost the dribble now, and coming out to get the ball is Carlson. Carlson is Porish on him. Give it back off right side. Whiting. Whiting, couple of dribbles. Driving on Ogle to the baseline. Banks it high off the glass. No good. Rebound by Porish. Anderson into the front court. Flip to Elwine, thought about the 3, now he'll drive and wanted to dunk it, lost it on the way up. Kind of hung on the rim too, Hay wanted to call on that, didn't get it. And back comes Rapid City Central, in the paint, little fadeaway, Jabrin no good. Rebound underneath for Huron. Gainey down the middle. Nice bounce pass underneath the Moding. Moding had to gather himself. Three for Pori. She is no good. Rebound underneath for Janbrin. Both teams start the game 0 for 3 from the field. Baseline. Ogle with the steal as he took it away from Whiting. Get it up ahead to Elwine. Elwine will drive and get fouled. He got hammered that time by Carlson. Carlson will pick up the first foul of the game at 5:41 to go. First quarter, no score. They're on a run the out-of-bounds play. Moding on the baseline. Will feed it with everybody else, the other four players at the top of the key. Gainey to the right. Wetch gets out on him. Moding on the baseline. Right back into a Gainey. Gainey needs some help. Moding steps back out. Dribbles off to the left, trying to post up Elwine. Moding with Janbrin on him. Now Elwine gets it on the left side. Elwine drives into the paint. A lot of contact. A little fadeaway. No good. Rebound underneath for Wetch. You're on 0 for 4 from the field. 5:15 to go. First quarter. Neither team has scored. Janbrin comes left side. Brandrup. Work the perimeter off to the right. Wetch. And the ball knocked away by Gainey. He's got the steal. One-on-one with Janbrin. Gainey backs his way in, now flips to Moding, and a foul on Janbrin. Two free throws on the way for Gavin Moding, but that play made off the steal by C.J. Gainey. And two free throws coming up for Gavin Moding to try to get the scoreboard off the goose eggs. 4:59 to go, first quarter, no score. Moding, free throw, no good. First sub of the game for either team. Holden Haig will check in for Colton Ogle. Haig, a senior. One more shot for Moding. Free throw is no good. Missed them both. We're still scoreless. Inside of 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Janbrin will bring the ball into the offense for Rapid City Central. Off to the right side, Whiting will hand it off. That's Carlson. No, excuse me, that was Wetch. Right side, Carlson. There's Gainey with another steal. He's got a two-on-one. Bounce pass to Moding. Layup, no good. That's two steals and nothing to show for it for C.J. Gainey. Janbrin, quick shot in the middle. Banks it in, no good. But a foul going to go on Blake Elwine. And now Jet Janbrin will have a chance to get the scoreless tie brewing. First foul on Blake Elwine. You see right now, you want to keep Jabberin away from the basket. He's very quick, and he can create some shots close in, even though he's 6'1". So two shots for Jet Jabberin. First free throw is no good. We're still scoreless. Boy, the pace, this game is really looking a lot like the girls' game the way it started. Here on subs in with Carson Evans and Colton McNeil. Second shot is no good, but each team has missed two free throws. We're still scoreless. 4:25 to go, first quarter. Elwine stops, tried the back door, not there for Porish. Evans wants three at the key, no good. Rebound knocked around, tipped out, and Evans controls. Here's Porish. He'll drive, lost the ball on the way up, and going to be picked up by Wetch. So both teams just struggling to get anything going in offense. Still scoreless, 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Wetch on the outside, feeds Carlson. Working the perimeter, Whiting way up top against Porish here on straight man defense yet. Whiting wants to drive the paint. Lost the ball, McNeil got a hand on it, an offensive foul on Whiting. That all started with Colt McNeil getting a hand on the ball, and then Whiting lost all his momentum and just went barreling into the defender trying to get control of the ball. He'll pick up his first. Third team now on Rapid City Central. And Huron trying to break the scoreless tie. 3:42 to go, first quarter. Left side, nice catch. Gainey on the sideline. Cross court, McNeil. McNeil dribble. Baseline, Elwine. Elwine cross court. Open three for Evans. Again, two. Strong. Ball tipped up by Gainey, no good, and Rapid City Central will get the board as Huron, I have Huron now 0 for 8 from the field. Rapid City Central 0 for 3. Janbrin almost lost the ball again, now picks it up, back up top Carlson. Carlson looks to the right. Now he'll drive into the paint. Nice spin move, but then lost it. Picked up by Evans. Evans weaving through traffic down the right side of the floor. Backs it out. He's guarded closely. Baseline McNeil underneath. Kick out Ganey. Ganey for three. No good. Rebound, Rapid City Central. Carlson grabs it away from Janvrin. Again, nobody can score. 2:49 to go, first quarter. 0-0 here on Rapid City Central. Janvrin against McNeil will drive down the paint. Back his way in, shoots over Haig. No good. Good helping defense by Haig. Gets the rebound as well down the floor. Here's Evans for the layup. We break the ice. Carson Evans running the floor, gets the layup. Nice feed from the other end of the floor, and here on up 2-0. 2:23 to go, first quarter. Janvrin into the front court, being watched now by Elwine. Elwine pushes him. Easy call. Blake has this look of disbelief, but he just shoved him. I could see that one from here. That'll be the second foul on Elwine. We'll see if he hits the pine. He will, as Huron comes in with a number of substitutions. Porish, Ogle back into the game, Moding back in. Rapid City Central is subbed in for the first time. Jackson Miller has come on the floor for Rapid City Central. I think they brought in at least one other player as well. Caden Matthew into the game as well. And also in is Junior Allen. Allen running the point now. He'll drive. Threw the ball away. Another steal, third in the first quarter for C.J. Ganey. Ganey weaves through traffic, has a lane to the hoop. Put up the left-handed shot. No good. We're getting drives. We're getting looks. We're not scoring. 2-0 here on minute 53 to go, first quarter. Rapid City Central on the attack. They're looking to break their own ice here. Up top, Brandroop. He'll back his way in on Ogle. Now almost double dribbled with it. Three off the right wing, way off the mark. Out of bounds, it will belong to the Huron Tigers. Miller off on the shot. Minute 34 to go in the first quarter. A Picasso this has not been. But Huron does have the 2-0 lead with a minute 33 to go in the first. McNeil will get Huron into the offense. Dribbles off to the left to set it up from there. Allen guarding him. Gets a screen. Here's the drive and a shot blocked, but a foul going to go on Rapid City Central. Two shots for Colton McNeil. Wetch came and slapped the ball away, but I think he might have been he was the guy with the foul as well. Fourth team foul in Rapid City Central. Any more puts Huron in the bonus. Fourth team foul with a minute 22 to go, first quarter, and two free throws pending for Colton McNeil. Free throw is good. Huron up 3-0. And looks like Carson Evans going to come in for McNeil if he makes the free throw here. Second shot is in and out, no good. 3-0, Huron leading late in the first quarter. Junior Allen into the front court, gets it off right side. Brandroop, up top, there's Ganey, another steal down the floor. He's got a 3-on-1, bounce pass to Moaning for the layup, 3-on-1. And Ganey, the spark plug there, he's had, I think, 5 steals here in the first quarter, layup for Moaning. Huron up 5-0 with 54 seconds to go, first quarter. Wetch gets the ball in the front court, trying to drive on Ogle, backs it out. Now flips to the left, get the ball in the corner to Matthew, back up top. Brandroop, Allen on the drive to the lane, and he's going to be fouled, and free throws coming up for Junior Allen, the 5'8 junior. We'll have a chance to get Rapid City Central on the board. 5-0 lead for Huron. Gavin Moding with the foul, his first, third team on Huron, 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Allen's free throw is good, and Rapid City Central is on the board. 5-1 Huron. Carson Evans will now come in, replace Moding. 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. One more shot for Junior Allen. That one off the mark, no good. Long rebound, and Porish able to win the race over to it. Gets it to Ogle, and Ogle will push here with 33 seconds to go. Gets it down low, baseline, nice pass, Ogle, but the reverse layup doesn't go. What a pretty pass by Ogle, but McNeil could not make the shot drop. Rapid City Central has the ball, shot clock off with 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Cobblers may look to go for one here. Nope, they're going to shoot a long three. No good. Long rebound for Huron. Time to work with 10 seconds to go. Porish will drive free throw line. Shoot the jumper from the free throw line. No good. Rebound, Rapid City Central. And that will end the first quarter. Huron 5, Rapid City Central 1. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedic, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, tough offensively, any way you look at it here, both teams start the second quarter. Central with the ball. Huron just up 5-1. Huron's got to think, boy, we should be up by more than this. Central thinking, we're only down by four here starting the second quarter, even though we only have 1 point. Up top, Carlson wanted to drive, backs it out against Haig. Trace Wynn starts the second quarter for Huron. Drive by Whiting, goes by Elwine, reverse layup for two. Whiting, the first field goal of the game for Central, and it's 5-3 Huron early second quarter. Moting on the right wing, free throw line, stops and threw it away. Tried to get Wynn's over on the left wing and threw it out of bounds. Turnover, and just like that, Rapid City Central has a chance to tie it or even take the lead with a long ball. 5-3 early second quarter. Janbrin bringing the ball up for the Cobblers. We'll hand it off on the right side, Matthew. Reverse left, Whiting, back door, threw it away. He had a man open too, but just threw it way ahead of his teammate. And the ball turns back over to the Huron Tigers. Early second quarter, both teams struggling at Rapid City Central. 0 of 6, Huron 2 of 14 from the field in the first quarter. Both teams 1 of 4, shooting free throws. Haig. Spin move, goes hard to the hoop, and offensive foul. You can see that one coming a mile away. He did make the shot. Janbrin, though, held his ground. Pretty easy a call there for the official. Haig with the foul, his first. First team here in the second quarter. Rapid City Central will get the ball back. And again, Huron showing the trap press. Janbrin picked up his dribble, gets it to Whiting in the front court. Whiting stepped on the baseline. It was popped. Wenz and Porish got over there with the trap, and Whiting turns it back over to Huron. Wenz will run the offense, this time down the floor at the top of the key. Looks left to Moting. Left side, Porish. Porish wanted a three, can't get there. Now he'll drive into the paint. Free throw line, flip back to Wenz. Wenz goes right side to Moting. Screen. Oh, he had Haig open. Moting couldn't get it to him. Porish feeds in the corner. Wenz will go. Little roller from 10 is good. Trace Wenz with the bucket. Just into the game. Huron up 7-3. 6.5 minutes to go. First half. Janbrin playing catch in the backcourt with Miller. Janbrin into the front court. Miller left side. They leave him alone. They got the mismatch underneath. Whiting on the baseline against Moting. He'll drive in underneath. Lost the ball. Last touch, though, by Moting. Moting got a hand on the ball. Ganey going to come back in for Huron, and Wetch back in for Rapid City Central. Haig out and Miller out, Huron and Central respectively. Inbounds for Rapid City Central on the baseline. Try to go inside, not there. Now hand it off to Whiting on the baseline underneath. Shoots over Elwine, no good. Moting with the rebound. Gavin into the front court, coming off the right side on the wing. Back up top, Elwine fakes, drives, pulls up with a 14-footer. It's good. First bucket of the game for Blake Elwine. Huron up 9-3. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Huron keeps that trap going. Pass it up ahead. They'll get it into the front court to Matthew. Jambrin. Now left side, Carlson. Carlson, nice spin move to the hoop. Blocked by Ganey. Ganey has had a whale of a defensive first half. He got the block shot there, and that was with Elwine lurking right behind him. Rapid City Central will keep the possession, though. Underneath the basket with the inbounds, Jambrin trying to find somebody. Finally lobs it all the way out to Wetch. Wetch, jump stop, leans in around Moding. No good. Ball tapped out to nobody. It'll be Huron ball. 9-3. Huron trying to inch that lead up. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. 2 minutes after 8 o'clock on KIJV, AM, FM, Huron. Ganey on the right wing gets a screen from Elwine. Ganey with the long three, got it! C.J. Ganey for three, his first bucket. Huron up 12-3, 5:18 to go in the first half. Huron 3-for-3 from the field in the second quarter. Central breaks the press, Whiting kicks out, open three, Matthew got it. Rapid City Central needed that one. Cade Matthew, an open three off the left wing. And Rapid City Central climbs back within six, 12-6. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Moding, baseline. Porish wants three. Got it. Now we're starting to pick it up on offense. Porish, his first bucket. You're on 4-for-4 from the field and leads again by 9. 15-6. Steal by Elwine. Took the pass, and boy, did he get hammered. He tipped the pass between Wetch and Jambrin, and then Wetch just put a shoulder into Blake as he was driving to the basket. Two free throws on the way for Blake Elwine. Wetch picks up his second. Oh, they only got one up there. I had him for two. So one on Wetch. One team foul apiece. Elwine, free throw is short. Carson Evans back in for Huron, replacing Wenz, who played well for Huron. And back in for Rapid City Central is number 20, Trey Brandrup. Second free throw good. One out of two for Elwine. And here on their biggest lead of the first half, 16-6, 4:40 to go, second quarter. Ball knocked away. There's Elwine with another steal. Doesn't have numbers. Now he'll go baseline, back door. There's Porish hard to the hoop for two. Blake Elwine has made a couple of defensive plays. Timeout, Rapid City Central. Here on up, 18-6, 4:29 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout, 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Sports fans. Board on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
18-6, Huron Tigers have opened up a 12-point lead, mainly on defense. Blake Elwine has made a few plays at the point of the press at 6'8". He's hard to throw over. Jambrin bringing the ball up off the cobbler timeout, pass in the middle. Now they got a 3-on-2. Whiting will drive across the lane, kick out three for Matthew. That one no good. Ball tapped out right to Porish. C.J. Ganey on the push up the middle of the floor, top of the key in the corner. Open three for Evans, no good. But the rebound comes right out to Elwine. He'll fire a three and knock it in. Offensive rebound for Huron. Elwine finishes it off. And Huron up 15-21-6. There he is, Ganey with the steal again with Jambrin. And a blocking call, I believe, going to go on Rapid City Central. Ganey to the line for two. Two shots for C.J. Ganey. Ganey with six or seven steals here in the first half. Again, the defense has spurred the run here in the second quarter for the Huron Tigers. The foul's on Jandrin, his second for TJA. He wants Jet Jandrin on the floor, the only returning starter, and the free throw is short. Huron has not made their free throws. They're shooting under 50% here in the first half. Junior Allen back into the game for Rapid City Central along with Ryan Wetch. Colt McNeil in, Elwine out for Huron. Second free throw for Ganey is in and out. Missed them both. Rebound knocked out and stays with Huron. Porish and Carlson were battling for the rebound. It was knocked away from both of them, and Porish let it go and said that's off him, and it was. Huron will get another chance, though, on the inbounds play on the baseline. Trace Wins back in for Huron. Evans, baseline is short. Rebound tipped out, and who's the last one to touch that? It'll go to Rapid City Central again. We're getting a lot of quick shots here, it seems like. 3:43 to go in the first half. Huron's opened up a 21-6 lead over Rapid City Central. Again, the defense has done the job. Allen in the backcourt. He'll dribble up. Bounce pass in the corner. Drive baseline Whiting. He's cut off by Evans. Little spin move underneath the basket. Feedback in the middle. Nice catch by Allen. Drive baseline Wetch and threw it away. Was double teamed. Just threw it back right to Ganey. CJ down the floor. Hard to the hoop. Scoop shot is short. Rebound, Rapid City Central. 3:16 to go, still 21-6. Huron up by 15. Junior Allen off the left side, baseline Whiting. He's got the mismatch underneath, but stepped on the baseline. Colt McNeil, he was the mismatch under there that Rapid City Central was trying to exploit, but he just held his ground, and Whiting ended up stepping on the baseline. Moting in, Ganey out. For Huron, Ogle in, and I believe Evans went out as well. Hitting 3 minutes to go, first half, long three, Porish got it. The ninth grader, Anderson Porish, nails a deep three. He's got 8 points here, all in the second quarter, and Huron up 24-6, 2:49 to go in the first half. Drive baseline, nice catch there in the corner by Brandrew. Allen back outside, resets the offense. Dribbles off to the right, straight man it looks like by Huron, trying to get back door to Whiting. Got the ball in for the layup, countered, he's fouled. Whiting was able to get away from Ogle, and then Porish trying to help out. I think Porish going to pick up the foul. Isaiah Whiting will get the bucket and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Haig will check in for McNeil. As Whiting at the line. 2:34 to go, first half, 24-8. 24-9 as Whiting completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Here comes Wenz into the front court. Right side, Haig. Haig will drive, double-teamed, needs some help. Porish back way outside. Ogle wants three, left elbow, no good. Then goes over the bankboard and out of bounds. Ball will turn back to Rapid City Central. 24-9, Huron leading by 15, 2:20 to go in the first half. And Huron's defense has really sparked this run in the second quarter. Huron has outscored Rapid City Central 19-8. Working the press, and Wetch just got it across the timeline. Now he'll drive and lost the ball. Picked up by Porish. Porish has a 3-on-2. Has the pass to Moting for the layup. Huron ran the 3-on-2. 3-on-2 to perfection there. Moting his second bucket. Huron up 26-9 inside of 2 minutes to go, first half. Pass in the middle, knocked away by Moting. Who was the last to touch it? And it was Moting, although it might have been deflected off of Whiting, but Rapid City Central will get the call, and they'll keep possession in their front court. Now, the official's talking to T.J. Hay about something. I'm not sure what. Oh, the Jackson Miller came in. I don't think they beckoned him to come in yet. He replaces Wetch. Rapid City Central inbounded in front of the scorer's table. Miller looking. Got to hurry up here. Got to hurry up. And there's the five-second count. Huron makes another play on defense. That's a turnover back to Huron with a minute 50 to go in the first half. 26-9. Tigers leading. Porish right side, and he traveled with it. Made a double fake. That was an easy call for the official. Turnover comes right back to Rapid City Central, and Bud talking to his freshman, just saying, calm down. We got a big lead. We don't have to hurry anything. Miller brings the ball up, being checked out there by Wenz. Miller dribbles between the legs, dribbles off to the left. Whiting on the right side drives, cut off by Ogle. Now he drives again, spins, double team, back up front. Ball comes off the foot of Wetch, but picked up by Whiting. Whiting now will drive, attack the basket, and a foul going to go on Wins. Boy, it looked like he was grabbing the ball, unless it was the other defender. No, they call it on Wins. Boy, it looked like good defense, but Wins picks up his first, third team on Huron. No bonus either way at this point. Three on Huron, two on Rapid City Central. Cobblers with the lob will come all the way out to Brandroop. Now back up top, Whiting, right side. Carlson, little spin move. He dives in on Haig, puts up the roller. No good. Porish with the rebound. Anderson will bring the ball up himself. Porish, top of the key, dribbles off to the right in the corner. Wins wants three, back of the iron. No good. Another quick three, which is something I know the coach has been talking to the boys about. Quick three. You're on up 17, though. 1 minute to go in the first half. Miller on the outside against Trace Wins. Looking off to the left. Gets it to Jackson Miller. Back up top now. Miller back to the left side. A lot of ball movement here by Rapid City Central. Whiting up top. Almost fell down. Does fall down, but keeps control of the ball. Carlson will shoot top of the key. No good. Moting has the rebound. 36 seconds to go. First half. Shot clock still on. Huron, Anderson Porish, top of the key, backs it out, and I think he's here in the bench. Let's run some shot clock here. See if we can get a good shot with about 3 seconds difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Ogle comes out to get the ball. Being checked out there by Miller. Clock continues to run. We're getting to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Wins at the top of the key. 7 seconds to go. Wins trying to use a screen. Haig. Porish, a deep three in front of the central bench. No good. Rebound, though. Ogle, his putback won't go, and Cobblers come out with the ball, and they won't get another shot off, and that ends the first half. Rapid City, Huron 26, Rapid City Central 9. We'll talk to Huron Tiger girls coach Cody Kaufman next after this 2-minute timeout on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And at the half, we have Cody Kaufman, head girls coach, up here for the Huron Tigers. Tough loss tonight. Just such a slow start. Couldn't come over it. Rapid City Central hangs on for a 43-39 win. Coach, almost seems like the one step forward, two steps back, did a lot of good things against Brookings, but then it just seemed like we fell back into some old habits tonight.
Yeah, you know, the first half our execution wasn't good at all. Running plays, you know, plays that we've run all year long. We had girls, you know, looking around trying to figure out what to do. You know, we just didn't execute well enough in the first half to have a lead. And fortunately for us, they missed enough shots that we had a chance to be in the game at halftime. You know, and that was the message at halftime was we played our worst half of basketball all season long, and we still have a chance to win this game.
You know, they came out and got the lead up to 14, just got a little roll there. Give the girls credit, they got themselves back in it. But as the old saying goes, you spent so much energy coming back. We got it down to two twice after being down 14. But again, you just can't keep putting yourself in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, we had to exert a lot of energy trying to battle back, you know. But credit to our girls, right? I would say the last 4 minutes of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, you know, we battled, we played hard, and we did the right things. We executed the way we were supposed to the whole game, and if we do that, we win a basketball game. But when we don't execute for 2.5 quarters and we dig ourselves a hole, now we're in trouble, and now we got to fight and claw and scratch, and we came up short.
You know, give Rapid City Central credit, because I know you said they play fast. They just want to get everybody out of their system and everything, and we kind of played into their hands there for second and third quarters especially.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I thought tonight we beat ourselves. You know, I mean, we played into their hands, playing fast, turning the ball over, not being tough when we're getting on the defensive rebounds. How many, you know, it'd be interesting to see on film how many times we had our hands on the ball on a defensive rebound and they took it away from us and they got a second chance at it. You know, so those were the little things, and it comes no down to the last defensive possession, right? We get them to miss a shot with 18 seconds left. Now, you know, maybe it was off of Rapid City Central, maybe it wasn't, but we didn't come up with that ball, and if we do, we're down two with a chance to tie or take the lead and go to overtime or win the game. Instead, they get the ball back, we got a foul, right?
And now they made their free throws all night.
And they made two free throws at the end and went up four, and then we just couldn't, you know, we couldn't get a shot. Those are the learning curves that we got to make from being inexperienced. But I had a timeout in my back pocket. My thought was, is we got to score quick, and then I got to use it, because if we score, if I call the timeout and we score, they're just going to stand out of bounds and hold the ball. So, you know, those are the things that we got to talk through more of, inexperience wise, and you know, and that was on myself of not talking through. We got to go fast and get a bucket. So, you know, we got to execute better, and then we got to turn around tomorrow and got another tough game, but we got to execute better to be able to win a game tomorrow.
First National Bank player of the game is Hilton Hines. She scored 11 points all in the second half, and really, when we started cutting down that lead, she was the one that got us going, started driving the basket, and some of those fall shots that just weren't falling the first three games of the season, she got to go, and you know, she gave us the spark that we were looking for all night.
Yeah, she really did, you know, and I mean, you know, she'd struggled from the outside to begin the season. She hit that big three on the left wing, and she gets to the rim, and she's physical. Hilton played 32 minutes again tonight, right? And because of other foul trouble, there just wasn't an opportunity to give her a break. But she handles the ball the whole game. She plays nine, you know, the whole four, offensively, defensively, and she's gassed out there. But one thing about her is she's going to give you everything she's got, every minute, every second that she's on the floor. And she did, you know, she found a way to make some big plays in the fourth quarter, and that's why we had a chance to, you know, ultimately take the lead.
Well, now, as you said, we got Stevens coming in tomorrow. They lost by 10 up in Mitchell. You know, we felt we should have beat Mitchell, so it looks like we have a lot of parity in our schedule right now. It's games we can win. We just need to find a way to do it.
Yeah, you know, so we're very capable of winning tomorrow. We just got to show up and execute and be ready to go.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tiger girls. Tigers lose a tough one tonight by a score of 43-39. Another 4-point loss, just like Mitchell last week. 26-9, Tiger boys leading at the half. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Run down the stats. Get set for the second half on Dakota Sports.
growing? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, a quick rundown of the halftime stats. Rapid City Central, 5 points. Isaiah Whiting, 3 for Caden Matthew, and a free throw for Junior Allen. Tigers, good balance scoring, 8 for Anderson Porish, 6 for Blake Elwine, 4 points. Gavin Moding, 3, C.J. Gainey, 2 points apiece. Trace Wenz and Carson Evans, and a free throw for Colt McNeil. Here on 10 of 29 for the field, 34%. Rapid City Central, 3 of 14, 21%. Rapid City Central was 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Huron was 2 of 8. And Huron will have the ball as we begin play in the second half right now, waiting for the band to get out of the way before we can start play here in the third quarter. The band could just stay up there and maybe watch the second half of the game. That's just a thought. C.J. Gainey will get here on into the offense as we begin play in the second half. Off to the right, Gainey goes baseline, Elwine. Elwine double team up top, Moding fakes. Kick out 3 for Ogle is short. Rebound comes straight down, picked up by Ogle. He'll go back in. Missed again, slapped out, and Rapid City Central controls. Well, a couple of good looks. They don't go. Now Rapid City Central, their first possession of the second half. Carlson on the outside and almost stolen by Ogle. Trying to get the ball away. Now Whiting goes back door, but is tipped away. Ogle with the steal. Huron's played a good defensive game today. Porish into the front court. Moding wants 3, left elbow. Got it. Gavin Moding has 7. And Huron a 20-point lead, 29-9. 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Miller gets it in the middle as they break the press. Shovel pass almost over and back. Carlson backs his way in against Ogle. Now get it back up top. Wetch. Wetch will drive the paint. Lean in and, oh, got the scoop shot. Easy one. Missed it. Rebound Porish. Outlets to Elwine. Elwine in the corner to Gainey. Numbers aren't there. Cross court. Elwine takes the 3 in the corner. No good. Rebound and a foul going to go on Ogle as he pushed off going after the loose ball. 29-9, 6:43 to go here in the third quarter. And Rapid City Central working against the Huron Tiger pressure. Miller in the backcourt. Feeds up ahead to Whiting. Whiting trying to get loose from Porish. Now he's trapped on the sideline. Fires it way back out and throws it into the backcourt. Picked up by Gainey. Ganey will fake, get Wedge up in the air, missed it, tipped up by Elwine, stays with Huron. Huron has a layup, misses a layup and a tip, still have a chance to score. But Huron now 1 of 6 from the field here in the third quarter, even though they lead by 20. Gavin Moding will inbound from the baseline, get it out to Elwine. Blake will fire a three, it's short, rebound Ogle underneath. He'll go with the reverse layup, short, ball tipped out and picked up by Moding. Here's Porish. He'll lean in, stop short, no good, and Wetch able to pull down the rebound. Three more shots, no points for Huron. Carlson on the drive, reverse layup for two. Carlson, his first bucket of the game. And 29-11, Huron's lead at 18, 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Moding goes down baseline, that's a travel. Switched his pivot foot, and Huron coming out very sloppy here to start the second half. Miller will bring the ball up. Throw back to Wetch. Now Miller working the perimeter. Jandrin not starting the second half. Don't know if he's hurt or ill. There's Moding. Another steal has Elwine up ahead and take it all the way. And foul going to go on Miller. It was a 2-on-1. Moding kept it himself. And a pair of free throws coming up for Gavin Moding. Junior Allen will pick up his first foul. First for Rapid City Central here in the second quarter, or the second half, I should say. Moding, free throw, no good. Huron really struggling at the free throw line. Carson Evans checks in for Colton Ogle. One more shot for Moding. Moding has 7 points, but 0 of 3 from the free throw line. Second free throw is good. 8 for Gavin. Huron 30, Rapid City Central 11. McNeil in, Moding out for Huron as the Tigers set up the full court press. Again, you have Elwine back at the point of that, and Cobblers have had trouble throwing over him. They will get in the front court. Driving Brandrup almost lost the ball as Ganey with him. Ball in the middle, knocked away, stolen by Evans. Evans in the front court, look out from behind, tapped away by Carlson. Will stay with Huron. They'll inbound it on the baseline as Hague comes in, Porish comes out for Huron. Now Janbrin in for Rapid City Central. Didn't start the second half, but he's in now. Or excuse me, that's not Janbrin, that's Matthew. Matthew back in for Rapid City Central. Inbounds for the Tigers, comes all the way out near the timeline to Elwine. Elwine, couple of dribbles, shovels off to Ganey. Ganey trying to use a screen. Ball deflected as he tried to go across court. Picked out of there by Rapid City Central. Matthew a 3-on-2. Nice bounce pass. Layup, though, missed. Wetch missed the layup. Back comes here on the other way. Ganey on the move. Now we'll back it out as the Cobblers were back defensively. There's a steal. Going to be a wide open one for Carlson, and he'll take it in for the layup. 30-13. Huron's lead at 17. 4:45 to go here in the third quarter. Evans with the ball on the right wing. Great man defense yet by Rapid City Central in the corner. McNeil, Colton a couple of dribbles. Hague, top of the key, left side to Ganey. Baseline, give and go Ganey from Elwine for two. Ganey with 5, nice pass from Blake Elwine on the little give and go. Floater from 10 drops in, here on back up 19. On the baseline, it's Carlson, lost his balance, is on the floor, gets control of it. Throws in the middle and a foul going to go on McNeil. So he was trying to take the ball away from Whiting. Colt McNeil will pick up his first, second team on Huron. Moding back into the game for Huron. He'll replace Ganey. Second foul on McNeil. Inbounds, Rapid City Central comes all the way up top to Wetch. Hague out with him. Wetch comes left side. Carlson backs his way in on Moding. Fadeaway shot in and out. Tough shot there by Colton Carlson. Rebound, Elwine in the front court, double team. Here's Hague. Kick back out, Moding. Elwine three at the key, short. Rebound to Matthew. Huron really not shooting the ball well at all, but Cobblers are struggling themselves, putting the ball in the basket. Top of the key, Allen, open three, left wing, no good. Hague with the rebound. Down the floor, tipped, but it gets over to Moating, his layup for two. It was tipped by Allen. Moating, a good job of staying with it. And Moating in double figures with 10. Drive, and we're going to have a foul called on here on the reach. Going to go on Evans. Nice little crossover there by Matthew, I believe. Porish will check in for Huron, replace Haig. Back in for Rapid City Central, Jackson Miller, as Carlson comes off. 34-13 Huron, 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Allen looking to inbound it, goes baseline. Inside, low post, Wetch, and two shots. A foul going to go on Elwine. That'll be number three on Blake. And two free throws pending for Ryan Wetch. Wetch has not scored in the game. He'll get two shots here. Fourth team foul in here on Rapid City Central in the bonus the rest of the quarter. First free throw good for Wetch. The lead 20 for Huron, 34-14. Wenz in, Elwine out. The Huron Tigers. Porish and Moating, the only two starters on the floor right now, as Wetch gets both free throws to drop, 34-15, the lead 19. Porish throws in the middle, dangerous pass, got it to Wenz. Wenz will pull up, corner to lane jumper, way short, out of bounds, and will belong to Rapid City Central. 3:15 to go, third quarter, here on 34, Rapid City Central 15. Huron is not lacking for shots here in the third quarter, but they've only made three. Into the front court, crap on Allen, nearly stolen, but Cobblers get it. Left side, here's the drive into the paint. Matthew, the short roller, and they're going to call a block on Moating. And that will put Rapid City Central back at the free throw line. Moating picks up his second fifth team on Huron. So Rapid City Central, the bonus the rest of the quarter. We still have 3:01 to go. Two shots coming up for Caden Matthew. Hit a three in the second quarter for his scoring production tonight. First free throw no good. He'll get one more. Now they have 8 on the scoreboard for Moating. I got him for 10. Second free throw is no good. Missed them both. Remains 34-15. Moating with the rebound. Moating fits back in the middle. Wins. Wins. Backdoor. Nice pass to McNeil for the layup. What a nice no look that time for Wins. McNeil with the layup. Here on back up by 21. Allen into the front court. Wants to drive. Stops on the left wing. He's isolated there with Moating. Here's the cut. And Whiting, boy, he just kind of threw an elbow and he'll end up being called for the double dribble. Little surprise, they could have easily called the charge on that, but we'll take the call as it is. Turnover to the Huron Tigers. Moating working against the central pressure. McNeil now Moating again. Right side into the front court, pass in the middle, Wenz. Now Moating, left side, Porish. He'll drive, lean in, and offensive foul on Porish. Big crash there underneath the basket. Porish went down, and it was Whiting that drew the charge. Porish a little slow to get up after all that one. Porish will pick up his first foul. Offensive foul, so no free throws for Rapid City Central. C.J. Gainey comes in as Porish goes off. That was a pretty nasty spill, and the trainer is going to go over and take a look at the Huron ninth grader. In the front court, Allen playing a little catch, get it across the timeline with Miller. Miller on the dribble, goes in the corner, and Matthew lost it out of bounds. Boy, just way too many turnovers for Rapid City Central as TJA hands on the top of his head. That was more of an unforced turnover there. You're on in the backcourt, Gainey and Moating playing catch. Work it up ahead. Now Gainey still in the backcourt, lobs it up ahead, gets it to Evans on the right wing. Carson up top, now handled and set up by Moating. Moating, a little head fake, goes back door. Nope, he's going to feed out in the corner. McNeil wants three short, and the rebound comes straight down to Miller. Minute 43 to go in the third quarter. Huron up by 21. And Wenz with the steal. He just picked the pocket of Wetch down the floor. Evans a two-on-two. Carson will take it in himself. Short and a blocking foul going to go on Rapid City Central. Two free throws coming up for Carson Evans. Carson had a bucket in the first quarter. That's his 2 points. Jackson Miller with the foul. That's his first. Second team is all on the Gobblers. Minute 31 to go, third quarter. Evans, free throw is good. Elwine in with those three fouls as McNeil comes off. Bubba Peterson going to come in for the first time this season in a varsity game, replacing Wenz. And Colton Ogle waiting to come in as Evans. If Evans makes the free throw, he's going to come out of the game. One more shot for senior Carson Evans. Got them both. And now Ogle in. So a lot of subs in there. Ganey, Moding, Elwine, Peterson, and Ogle on the floor. So I guess that is four out of five starters for Huron. With a minute 29 to go, third quarter, Huron up by 23. Working against the backcourt pressure, Allen into the front court. He'll go baseline, go back door. It's open. Miller, though, missed the bunny underneath. Rebound for Elwine. Blake dribbles into the front court, top of the key, shovels off to Moding. Almost traveled. Ogle steps up, top of the key, goes back door to Moding. Reverse layup for two. Moding having his best offensive output of the night. I got him for a dozen. They got 10 on the scoreboard. We're inside of a minute to go, third quarter, 40-15. That was over and back. The ball came in the middle to Brandrup, and Matthew had not gotten himself into the front court yet. Over and back, the call violation gives the ball another turnover, gives the ball back to Huron. 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Huron in control, up 40-15. Ganey up top, comes right side Peterson, Bubba. Left side Moding, now Elwine pulls the trigger for three, no good. Rebound slapped out by Ganey, but Allen able to pick up the loose ball. On the drive to the hoop, that's going to be a foul either on Peterson or Ogle, as you saw Allen display his quickness there and go hard to the hoop. He'll get two with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Colton Ogle will pick up his second foul in two shots for Junior Allen. 1-2 from the free throw line, 1 point for the evening. Now 2-3 as he hits the first free throw. You're on a ton of shots here in the third quarter. Rapid City Central, they've just been plagued by turnovers here so far in the second half. Second free throw, no good. Long rebound, but Ogle able to get it down for Huron. Outlet comes right side, cross court, Moding stops on the baseline. Defense was back. Moding thought about the three. Huron can basically run it for one shot here. It's about a half second difference, game clock and shot clock. Now they do bring it back out to the timeline. Ganey out there with Allen on him. Now Elwine goes in the middle. Ogle, 12, 11 seconds to go. Peterson. Peterson, a couple of dribbles, lost the ball right back to Ganey. Shovels it in. Moding, kick out three for Ogle. No good. Rebound tapped out. Ganey will pick it up but can't get a shot off before the end of the third quarter. After three, it's here on 40. Rapid City Central 16. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
On your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We head to the fourth quarter. Huron in control, up 40-16. Rapid City Central with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Trouble with the inbounds. They do get it to Brandrup. And Wetch on the outside. Now Allen will set up the offense for Rapid City Central. Allen shovels it off Brandrup. Up top Wetch. Wetch, oh, ball went off the foot of Elwine, and that was a break for Rapid City Central because That ball is going to go out of bounds otherwise, because Wetch and Whiting were on the same page there on the give and go. But off the foot of Elwine, it'll stay with Rapid City Central. Come right in the middle, and Brandrup will bring it back out against Elwine. And oh, nice save by Whiting, and hits it off of Anderson Porish. And Whiting goes flying into the Huron Middle School section. Made sure everybody was all right, got back on the floor. Inbounds for Rapid City Central, up top Whiting. Whiting drifts off to the left. Now he's going to go baseline. Almost lost the ball. Lob it back up top to Brandrup. Right side, 6.5 seconds on the shot clock. Here's the spin move, and Carlson count it. Nice spin move, and he got bumped going to the basket, and Colton Carlson with 6 points. He'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Anderson Porish picks up his second, first foul of the fourth quarter on either team. Here on leading, 40-18. Free throw pending here for Colton Carlson. His free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound, and Huron loses it out of bounds. They had Porish and Elwine going after it, and they basically knocked it away from each other. Cobblers will get another chance on the possession, so they've scored 2 points on the possession right now. Inbounds, and Allen will lob it all the way out to Brandrup. Look off to the right, couple of dribbles. Gets the Cobblers into the offense. Carlson up top, hands it off to Wetch. Wetch coming off the left side, feeds it back to Carlson, takes the 18-footer, high archer, no good. Porish up high with the rebound. Into the front court, Elwine, cross court, there's Evans, goes hard to the baseline, goes in underneath the basket, knocked away. Oh, last touch by Evans, I thought it was blocked by Carlson, but it will be Rapid City Central ball. And Rapid City Central, 2 of 6 from the field in the third quarter as they really struggled. Huron, I got a mess on my shot chart for the third quarter for Huron. Huron shoot, still showing some pressure. Make Rapid City Central work to bring the ball up. Whiting gets it into the front court. Colt McNeil in now. Whiting backs his way in, goes with the scoop. It's short, tapped out, and right to Elwine. Elwine up the floor, has McNeil going down. Missed the layup. Might have been too hard underneath the basket. Another missed shot for Huron. It'll turn over to Rapid City Central. Let's see, Huron had 18 shots in the third quarter and made 5. There we go. Rapid City Central on the attack. Spin move, shot off glass, 2 for Isaiah Whiting. He's got 7, first bucket of the second half. We have a John Deere tractor going here, 40-20, Huron leading. If you grew up in the 70s, had green on your farm, you know what I'm talking about. Hague up at the top of the key. Right side, it's Porish, cross court McNeil. Neil ball fake, now Porish again. Porish stops on the wing. Elwine, quick trigger 3, no good. Rebound underneath for Wetch. Huron has not been able to hit that 3 ball with any consistency. But the defense has carried the day. Here comes Carlson down the floor. Kick out Whiting, wants 3. Nope, he steps in but traveled with it. He pump fake and got Elwine to bite on it. Elwine went flying by. Then the official telling Whiting you took a step before you put the ball on the floor after that. Wenz back into the game. Gainey back in for Huron. So we get some subs in with 5:55 to go in the game. Huron up by 20. In the backcourt, McNeil, now Elwine. Elwine bounce pass. Gainey in the front court. CJ will get off to the right wing. Right side, Porish. Porish into the paint. Has a lane. Layup. Oh, missed the layup. Ball tapped out. Going to be controlled by Rapid City Central. For as well as Huron's played defensively, the offense is, well, we've just missed some point-blank shots, and there was another one. Still 40-20 Huron, 5:25 to go in the game. There's a ball tipped away. Elwine with the steal up the floor. McNeil going for the breakaway layup for 2. Colt McNeil has 5 points off the bench. And Huron up 42-20. Quickly, Central comes into the front court. Brandrup. As Whiting, one-on-one with Wenz, goes underneath the basket. Foul on Trace Wenz, and 2 free throws for Isaiah Whiting. Wenz will pick up his second foul with 5:03 to go in the game. Huron up by 22. Huron has not trailed in the game, although it took them a while to get going. The score was just 5-1 Huron at the end of the first quarter. Then Huron outscored Rapid City Central 21-8 in the second quarter. has held the lead since then. First free throw good for Whiting. He's got 8 points to lead Central. Ogle in, Elwine out for Huron. And both coaches might be looking to save some legs if they can, because you got to turn around and play again in 18 hours tomorrow, less than 18 hours. Second free throw no good. Ogle with the rebound. He's double-teamed and gets fouled, or did he just lose it? I think he just hit it off the Rapid City Central player. It'll be here on ball. Again, boys, if they can stay on schedule, the boys would tip off at about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Girls at 12:30 is the schedule. Lower levels start at 10. Boys here at the arena, girls at the middle school. Huron and Stevens. In the backcourt, up ahead, they break the press. Ogle has the ball tipped by Carlson up in the air, and the steal by the Cobblers. Foul going to go on Haig coming back the other way. 4:50 to go in the game. Huron up to 3 team fouls. Huron 42-21 Huron doubling up the Cobblers with 4:45 to go in the game. Whiting cuts into the lane, hard to the hoop. Oh, had a nice look, but put it up short. Haig, long pass up the floor, and McNeil can't catch up to it. And again, here you have Bud Nagin in front of the Tiger bench, has his hands on his head saying, just slow it down. And oh, we have a foul going down the other end. Evidently, Haig got tangled up with Wetch, evidently. Well, it was a technical foul on Haig. I guess I didn't see what happened. Wetch went flying. I do know that. And Holden Haig evidently has just been called for a technical foul, as we'll get free throws here for Ryan Wetch. He's 2 for 2 from the line. Free throw is good. Wetch 3 points on 3 of 3 free throw shooting, 42-22 Huron. Evans will come in for Haig. Didn't see what happened there. I just know after the ball went over McNeil's head, second free throw no good. The ball went over McNeil's head, and then I just saw Ryan Wetch go flying, so it was something up the floor, and Bud doesn't seem to be arguing anything. He does take a timeout, though. Timeout Huron with 4:38 to go. Huron up by 20. We'll take a timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
4:38 to go in the game. Huron 42, Rapid City Central 22. Huron using their first timeout. There's only been one timeout apiece here in the ball game. Junior Allen back in. He'll bring the ball up, come off to the right side to Whiting. Works the perimeter. Allen back up, looks to the left. Whiting was covered. Get it back up top, Carlson. Carlson wants to drive. Almost lost the dribble. Picks it up. Allen on the right wing, trying to work around McNeil. Backs it out. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Allen on the drive. Spin move. Goes hard to the hoop. Shovels up with a short jumper. Gets fouled. Wow. That looked like pretty good defense, and a touch foul going to go on McNeil. And that will put Allen to the line to shoot two. Neal picks up his third, and Rapid City Central in the bonus rest away. Huron's up by 20, but the team fouls are 5-0. Huron with 5, Rapid City Central with 0. First free throw no good for Junior Allen. He'll get one more. He's 2 of 5 on his free throws with one more pending here. Second shot is good. One out of two. 42-23. Huron's lead 19, nearing 4 minutes to go in the game. Carson Evans, C.J. Ganey working against the central pressure. Left side Ganey will get it across the timeline into the front court. Now Ganey comes up and he'll set the offense. Spread out zone 3-2 for the Cobblers. Baseline McNeil and got caught in no man's land. Tried to fight it out to Ganey but threw it right to Allen. Allen spins into the front court. Whiting. He'll drive, attack, put up with the left hand, it's short, rebound tipped out, Evans controls, up ahead, they find McNeil on the run for the layup for two. That time it was Evans finding McNeil on the fly pattern, and now timeout Huron again with 3:34 to go, and Huron back up by 21, timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
3:34 to go. I believe this will be the starting JV for the Huron Tigers. Colt McNeil is in the game. Trace Wins, Bubba Peterson, Logan Leyendecker, Colby Hofer in. Leyendecker and Hofer getting their first varsity action of the season here now to play out the final 3.5 minutes of the game. For the most part, starters still in for Central. Here's a little scoop shot, no good for Brandrup. Rebound, Huron. McNeil gets it up ahead to Wenz. In the corner, Leyendecker. Down low, inside to Peterson. Kick out. Hofer wants three and short. Offensive rebound, Peterson stays alive and stays down on the Huron Tiger end. Long three, no good for Wenz. And Matthew battling for the rebound. Going to be last touch by Peterson. Cobblers will have possession here with inside of 3 minutes to go. 44-23. Huron will get set for Rapid City Stevens tomorrow. Cobblers go to Mitchell. They'll be at the Corn Hut tomorrow afternoon. Up top, Cobblers on the offense. Matthew up top. Right side, ball tipped away, but Miller gets control, brings it back out. Allen on the right wing against Hofer. Drive to the baseline, and going to be a bump call on Hofer. And that's one thing Huron's been fouling an awful lot here in the game. And we'll get two shots here for Junior Allen. Allen, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. That's his 3 points in the game. We'll see if he fouls the pattern. And, well, he misses the first one, so he's on track to stay on the pattern. Colin Alley into the game, junior for Rapid City Central. I believe his first appearance in the game. More shot, and that one rolls in, so Junior Allen, 4 points on 4 of 8 free throw shooting. Still pressure in the backcourt, and a kick going to be called on Allen as they're still pressing Huron with 2.5 minutes to go in the game. McNeil gets it into Peterson. Peterson being shadowed there. Up ahead, Wenz in the middle. Nice touch pass, Hofer. Bounce pass, Leyendecker. Layup, no good. Nice pass. Logan just put it up a little too strong. Rebound for Rapid City Central. Allen in the front court. Huron up by 20. 2:15 to go. Allen, free throw line jumper in and out. No good. Wenz with the rebound. Wenz throws back. Bubba Peterson for three. That's off the mark. Long rebound. Wenz has it. Brings it back out. Shovel pass inside. Reverse layup. Bubba Peterson fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. So Bubba Peterson, well, he played a little in the first half, too, or is it just the third quarter? I can't remember. But he's a lot of guys seeing their first varsity action here tonight, that's for sure. Bubba Peterson at the line to shoot two. 2 minutes exactly to go in the game. Free throw no good for Bubba Peterson. Trying to get in the scorebook as a varsity player for the first time. Peterson, second shot is good. 1 out of 2, Bubba Peterson in the scorebook with a point. 45-24, Huron's lead back at 21. Inside of 2 minutes to go, Cobblers on the attack. Alley comes off right side. Drive by Whiting. Now he'll step in with the flip, or excuse me, that was Miller, and another foul on Huron. And two free throws on the way for Jackson Miller. Bubba Peterson with the foul, his first. Bubba's given name is Jonathan. First free throw, no good for Miller. I asked in football last year, you want to be called Jonathan or Bubba? And he said he didn't care. Then he asked the kids who were around him, should he call me Bubba or Jonathan? And they all yelled Bubba. And of course, I've known him as Bubba since he was a baby. Second free throw is good. One out of two for Jackson Miller, his first point of the game. 45-25, Huron's lead 20. Peterson in front court, Lion Decker now back to Peterson. Wins top of the key, drives, has a lane. Finger roll for two. Trace wins his second bucket of the game. He's got four. Huron up 47-25 with 90 seconds to go in the game. Left side, nice ball fake. Drive to the paint, a little pull-up jumper, no good. That was Tegan Sales into the game. And just saw him pop in for the first time. Back comes Huron now with a minute 13 to go. Wins. Wants three. He gets three. Trace Wins knocks down a deep three. He's got seven off the bench for Huron. And Huron doubling up. Rapid City Central 50-25. Gobblers up top. Allen trying to go in on Leyendecker, and boy, they let that one go. Allen, it was partially blocked by Leyendecker. Allen able to get that one to go in, even though it looked like he got hacked pretty good by Leyendecker. Timeout, I think, for Rapid City Central, but basically TJ Hay just wanted to get a couple of kids in. Try to pick up some of those numbers. I don't have a 32 on my roster, do I? Yeah, there's a 32 out there, but I don't have him on the roster. Pipe Peterson in the front court. He gets fouled, but that's just the second team on Rapid City Central. Will inbound it from the sideline. So playing out the string here, and both teams again have to turn around play right away tomorrow afternoon. A presumed 2 o'clock tip-off. Well, that's 2 o'clock tip-off here. I'm not sure what the Mitchell Rapid City Central schedule is for tomorrow. Peterson is Hofer up top. Colby for three, got it. Colby Hofer knocks down a three, his first varsity points. 53-27 here on, 35 seconds to go. Spin move, lost the ball, Hofer picks it up. Shot clock off, Hofer driving, bounce pass wins, lost the ball on the way up. Will be Rapid City Central ball. 28 seconds to go, shot clock is off. As Huron on the way to their second win of the season. The front court, Colin Alley will set it up from off left side to 32. We'll call him Duffy. Why not? Get a Duffy on the floor. He has the ball on the right wing now. Couple of dribbles. 13, 12 seconds to go. Shot clock is off now. Open shot for Miller is no good. Rebound Wins, and I assume Huron will just sit on the ball. Wins gets it across the timeline. Run the clock out, and the game wraps up with the Huron Tigers. A convincing win. Huron 53, Rapid City Central 27. It is 9 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. 2-minute timeout, then back here to the arena on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
This review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics that pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season. Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And the Huron Tigers split the doubleheader tonight. Tough loss for the girls as they fall by four, but the Tiger boys take control of this game in the second quarter and cruise to a 53-27 win over Rapid City Central. We'll get to the stats coming up. We'll talk to Coach Bud here as well, pick out that First National Bank player of the game. Let's do some scores. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. A lot of finals in now. Boys, Lincoln rolled over Yankton, 79-44. Pierre defeated Sturgis, 73-59. Harrisburg, 51. Sioux Falls, Washington, 40. Aberdeen, 62. Spearfish, 42. Into the third quarter, Mitchell leads Rapid City Stevens, 45-26. Late in the game, O'Gorman leads Jefferson, 58-54. Double-A finals for girls. Again, Rapid City Central defeated Huron 43-39. Hilton Hines, the First National Bank player of the game. O'Gorman girls, boy, they are just hard to play against. You can't score on them. O'Gorman 43, Jefferson 16. And reminder, O'Gorman won. Jefferson ranked 3. Third-ranked team can only get 16 points. But O'Gorman's done, it's a young season, but that's all O'Gorman has done is held teams down where they can't score. Mitchell defeated Rapid City Stevens, 57-47. Brandon Valley socked Roosevelt, 61-29. Harrisburg, 61. Sioux Falls, Washington, 54. Scotts Bluff, Nebraska defeated Douglas, 55-49. Midway through the second quarter, again, this is girls. Pier 28, Sturgis 3. And a final here, again, girls. Aberdeen 54, Spearfish 47. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 53-27, Huron wins the boys' game. We'll take another Big D's timeout of 2 minutes. We will run down the totals here and more as we wait for Coach Bud to come up and talk about this one. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic. The right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back at the Huron Arena, Huron Tiger boys come out with a convincing win, 53-27 over Rapid City Central tonight. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame continues. Here's the scoring. Rapid City Central 0-3 on the season. Nobody in double figures. Isaiah Whiting at 8 points. 6 points for Colton Carlson and Junior Allen, 3 points apiece. Ryan Wetch and Caden Matthew, and a free throw for Jackson Miller. Huron now 2-1 on the season. Only one player in double figures, but a lot of guys got in the score column tonight. And I think anybody who had eligibility on the bench that had run out of quarters already were able to get into the game tonight. Gavin Moding led the way with 12 points, 8 points for Anderson Porish, 7 points, Trace Wenz and Colton McNeil, 6 for Blake Elwine, 5 for C.J. Gainey, 4 for Carson Evans, 3 for Colby Hofer, and a free throw for Bubba Peterson. Neither team shot the ball very well. Here on 20 of 59, that's about 34%. Well, Rapid City Central was 8 of 30, and I did not do my arithmetic on that, but I think that's under 30%. Neither team shot free throws very well either. That's something that both coaches will work on, because free throws, that's something you can work on and just have some confidence there. But both teams were under 50%. Rapid City Central, 10 of 22 from the free throw line, here on 6 of 14. And those are the stats here for this evening. We'll take another time out of 2 minutes, come back and talk to Coach Bud next 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Hi. I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And we're back here at the Huron Arena. Gary's All Out of Glass postgame continues. Huron Tigers pick up the win tonight as they defeat the Rapid City Central Cobblers 53-27. Head coach Tim Budnagan joins us here. And coach, defense, defense, defense. That's where we came up with a win tonight.
Yeah, that's the defense ignited our offense, and fortunately we're able to hit some layups, get some free throws early to push it to 5-0. Then I think it went 5-3. And then finally we established ourselves. We started hitting some shots, got the ball to drop. The guys then felt confident. And again, our defense was, I thought, was tremendous. Our hustle, our active hands on defense, trying to take them out of what they wanted to do. Two does a lot of their ball handling. We took it out of his hands. 23. I mean, he's a good straight-line driver, likes to get to the rim. We kind of made it difficult for him to score. And then the other guys feed off those two. So if you can take those two away, then nights like this will happen. But fortunately, you know, we were able to score the ball.
You know, defensively, in the first quarter, we, you know, I had C.J. Gainey about five steals just in the first quarter alone. The problem was we weren't converting that into points. But then second quarter, it was Blake Elwine. He was playing the point of that press, and they were trying to throw over him, and he had two or three steals just doing that. And obviously that's something teams are going to have to get used to, and that's a pretty good weapon defensively in that trap.
Well, it is, because Blake's tall, and he reads, and he's got a high basketball IQ, so he anticipates really well. And that's why we have him there, because usually you put your big guy deep, and then all of a sudden you get transition, and then they're a non-factor. This way he's a factor in the transition. We got good athletes in the back that they can get the balls, and then we can push the ball up on the pass. If we can, he posts up in that instance. So we got him around the basket, close to the basket, just for that case.
The only problem was we weren't always making those point-blank shots, as I said. When you came up, the good news was you gave up 1 point in the first quarter. The bad news was you were only up by four.
I know. I thought it was going to be 0-0. I thought both teams were going to get shut out. But fortunately, the basket opened up a little bit for us. And then free throws. You know, we're coming into the game shooting 78% from the free throw line. And that was difficult for us tonight. You know, it's an easy game. You make all your layups. You rebound the ball. You make your free throws. You should win every game. But we do. It was like pulling teeth tonight. It was painful to watch for a while until we really got going and got stuck those layups in the basket.
Now, the other good things about it, too, I think anybody who had a quarter got into the game tonight, and that's important with the turnaround getting Stevens in the afternoon on a Saturday. So everybody got in chance. I think I had us with nine guys scoring. So those are all positives. A lot of guys got their first varsity action. Many got their first points in a varsity game as well.
Absolutely. You know, you take a look at those guys. Those guys that came in, they were on the floor. They were tipping balls. They were getting after it. They were talking on defense. We didn't want them to get to we said that they can't get to 30. Our guys, you know, most of the time when you get in at that time, they want to just shoot the ball and not play any D. But our guys down here, again, made every basket a tough one, got to the glass, kicked it and ran, got some easy baskets. You know, they got to have some fun, too, because they worked their tail off in practice. You know, I got nothing but good things to say tonight about our defense and the way the guys stuck together, hung together, went to the offensive rebound when things weren't going well, and were able to grit out a win.
I do have to make an apology to Holden Haig. I thought he got teed up, but it was just intentional foul, I was told.
Yeah, I believe so. I didn't see what happened. I believe it was just an intentional foul. So, you know, we'll get that. We got that addressed. He understands.
And he'll probably do it again because I've watched how he plays.
Yeah. He's physical. Tomorrow night we're going to need that because Rapid City Stevens got two guys on the inside, awfully physical. So, yeah, he'll have his work cut out for him tomorrow night.
Now, you know, you got so many guys that can motor the thing. We talked about CJ, talked about Blake there, and, you know, Colton McNeil comes in with energy. I got to give a salute, though, to Gavin Moding. He is our first National Bank player of the game. I had him as our only double-figure scorer for the game. And, you know, and he's not really looking to score, so that's just kind of a bonus when you get points out of him. But he and CJ are almost, when it comes to the how we play defensively, he and CJ are pretty much interchangeable.
They are, and Gavin's a glue guy where, you know, like you said, he handles the ball a lot. He tries to get us into our offense, get it into our sets. Defensively, he draws one of the better guards each and every game, he and CJ. And then those guys get deflections and they get steals. You know, the Brookings, I know that Gavin had 5 and CJ had 6 steals. That's 11 steals between the two of those guys. That leads to a lot of transition points. I don't know how many they had tonight. I didn't look at the stats, but they had a great night.
Now, Stevens comes in tomorrow. They lost by 11 to Mitchell. I think it was 52-41, the final. It's got a report on Stevens, and, of course, he got the quick turnaround. But it's always like this on Black Hills weekends.
Yeah, it is. They're athletic. They shoot the ball awfully. 11 shoots the ball awfully well. Every other guy that they have is athletic. It kind of reminds me of Mitchell because they like to slow it down. They like to run a lot of sets, get it into White Woman, and then they cut off of him off that action. Then they bring a couple of nice guards that can really fill it up off the bench. So it's going to be a test for us tomorrow night. We're going to have to pass the ball a lot better because they're athletic. They like to tip passes. They like to get into you, be physical with you. So hopefully we shoot the ball a little bit better tonight, and then we can defend our basket like we did.
Well, as you look at it now, obviously a little adversity in our first quarter. I mean, how's this going to go? But boy, once we broke out, and just said, okay, we're done with this, and boys took care of business. And again, defense rules the day. You know, if offense isn't working, as the old saying goes, you can always play defense. You can play it hard.
Yeah, you know, then we took that page out of book. Mitchell last year, Yankton. I mean, they were just tough, hard-nosed kids. And they had a lot of toughness. They got to the state championship game. Not saying that, you know, we're going to get there, but this is how you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to defend. You got to make every basket a tough basket, and then you got to push down the other end of the court, because there's always one guy that doesn't want to get back, and we got to find that guy and get some easy baskets.
Well, tell the boys to go home and get some sleep, because I'm sure you're not going to.
I got to watch that Mitchell game tonight, and then we'll get a little sleep.
Tim Bundegan, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers win it tonight going away 53-27. We'll take a timeout 1 minute. Wrap it up here from the arena on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.